didn't care if we were expelled from college, Scarlett. The war's going to start any day now, so we'd have left college anyhow.
War? Isn't it exciting, Scarlett? You know those fool Yankee thinks they want a war?
We'll show them.
Fiddle-dee-dee. War, war, war. This war talk's spoiling all the fun at every party this spring. I get so bored I could scream. Besides, there isn't going to be any war.
Not going to be any war.
Why, Bonnie, of course there's going to be a war.
If either of you boys says war, just once again, I'll go in the house and slam the door.
But, Scarlett,
don't
honey,
you want us to have a war?
Wait, Scarlett, honey, please.
Well, but remember, I warned you.
I've got an idea.
We'll talk about the barbecue the Wilkses are giving over 12 Oaks tomorrow.
Good idea. You're eating barbecue with us, aren't you, Scarlett?
Well, I haven't thought about that yet. I'll think about that tomorrow.
We want all your Wilkses. First Brent, then me, then Brent, then me again, then Saul. Promise?
I'd just love to.
Yahoo!
If only I didn't have every one of them taken already.
Well, honey, you can't do that to us.
How about if we tell you a secret?
Secret? Kubai.
Well, you know Miss Melanie Hamilton from Atlanta?
Ansley Wilkes' cousin? Well, she's visiting the Wilkes' at 12.
Melanie Hamilton, that goody-goody. Who wants to know a secret about her?
Well, anyway, we heard that is, they say that
Ansley Wilkes is going to marry her. You know the Wilkes' always marry their cousin.
Now, how do we get those waltzes?
Of course.
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Well, the boys will be hopping.
Let them
in,
man. You can handle
them.
Can't be true. Now she loves me.
Scarlett! What do you suppose has gotten into her?
Do you suppose we said something that made her mad?
Mister, where are you going without your shovel and not air fix to set in? And how come you didn't ask them gentlemen to stay for supper? You ain't got no more manners than a field hand. That's to be Miss Ellen double aiming with you. Miss Scarlett, come on in the house. Come on in before you catch your death of dampness.
No, I'm going to wait for Pa to come home from the Wilkes'.
Come on in here. Come on.
It's quitting time.
I said it's quitting time.
I's the foreman. I's the one says when it's quitting time of terror. Quitting time! Quitting time!
None of the state.
Paul! I'm proud of yourself, you are.
Well, Katie Scarlett O'Hara.
So, you've been spying on me. And like your sister Sue Ellen, you've been telling your mother on me that I was jumping again.
Oh, Paul, you know I'm no tattletale like Sue Ellen. But it does seem to me that after you broke your knee last year jumping that same fence...
I'll not have my own daughter telling me what I shall jump and not jump. It's my own neck, so it is.
All right, Paul, you jump what you please. How are they all over 12 Oaks?
The Wilkses? Oh, in the stew you'd expect with the barbecue tomorrow and talking nothing but war.
How about the war? Was there anyone else there?
Oh, their cousin Melanie Hamilton from Atlanta and her brother Charles.
Melanie Hamilton. She's a pale-faced, mealy-mouthed ninny, and I hate her.
Ashley Wilkes doesn't think so.
Ashley Wilkes couldn't like anyone like her.
What's your interest in Ashley and Miss Melanie?
Nothing. Let's go into the house, Paul.
Has he been trifling with you? Has he asked you to marry him?
No.
No, nor will he. I had it in strictest confidence from John Wilkes this afternoon. Ashley's going to marry Miss Melanie. It'll be announced tomorrow night at the ball.
I don't believe
it. Here. Where are you off to? Scarlett!
What are you about? Have you been making a spectacle of yourself running about after a man who's not in love with you? When you might have any of the bucks in the county?
I haven't been running after him. It's just a surprise, that's all.
Now, don't be jerking your chin at me. If Ashley wanted to marry you, could be with misgivings, I'd say yes. I want my girl to be happy. And you'd not be happy with him.
I would.
But what difference does it make who you marry? So long as he's a southerner and thinks like you. And when I'm gone, I leave Tara to you.
I don't want Tara. Plantations don't mean anything when...
You mean to tell me, Katie Scarlett O'Hara, that Tara, that land doesn't mean anything to you? Why, land is the only thing in the world worth working for, worth fighting for, worth dying for. Because it's the only thing that lasts.
Oh, Paul, you talk like an Irishman.
It's proud I am that I'm Irish. And don't you be forgetting, Missy, that you're half Irish, too. And to anyone with a drop of Irish blood in them, why, the land they live on is like their mother. Oh, but there. No, you're just a child. It'll come to you, this love of the land. There's no getting away from it if you're Irish.
Poor white trash slattery, instead of being here eating our supper. Cookie, step up the fire, Miss Ellen's home. See, I don't got no business wearing herself out. Buck?
Yes, ma'am.
Take the lamp out on the porch. Wearing herself out. Mr. Jeff, Miss Ellen's home. Wearing herself out waiting for the poor white trash. Get up, dog. Bobbing in the house like that. Get up from there, boy. Don't you hear Miss Ellen's coming? Get out there and get our medicine, Jeff.
We was getting worried about you, Miss Ellen. Mr.
All right,
Jeff.
Buck, I'm home.
Mrs. O'Hara, we finished plowing the creek bottom today. What do you want me to start on tomorrow?
Mr. Wilkerson, I've just come from Emmy Slattery's bedside. Your child has been born.
My child, ma'am? I'm sure I don't understand.
Has been born and mercifully has died. Good night, Mr. Wilkerson.
Now, fix your supper for you myself and you eat it after prayers.
Yes, sir. Mr. O'Hara, you must dismiss Jonas Wilkerson.
Dismiss him, Mrs. O'Hara? He's the best overseer in the county.
He must go tomorrow morning, the first thing.
But I... No. The Yankee Wilkerson and the white trash slattery girl?
Now, we'll discuss it later, Mr. O'Hara.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hara.
Oh, sir. Stop eating red. It's mine.
Can't
you wear my dress? I
want to
wear
Scarlet's
green dress.
I don't like your tone, Sue Ellen. Your pink gown.
Look. Oh, Mother, can't I stay
you
up for the
ball?
You
may wear my garnets with it.
Why can't I stay up for the ball tomorrow night?
Scarlet, you look tired, my dear. I'm worried about you.
Why, I'm all right, Mother.
Why can't I stay up for the ball tomorrow night? I'm 13 now.
You may go to the barbecue and stay up for supper.
I didn't want to wear your tacky green dress anyhow, stingy.
Oh, I shall.
Oh!
Prayers, girls.
To all the saints that I have sinned exceedingly in thought, word, and deed, through my fault, through my most grievous fault.
Therefore, I beseech thee, Blessed Mary, the Virgin,
blessed Michael, the Archangel, blessed John the Baptist, the holy apostles, Peter and Paul,
and all the saints, praying
for all my God. If he doesn't know I love him, I tell him that I love him. And then he can't marry.
May the Almighty, most merciful Lord,
grant us pardon, absolution, and remission of our sins. Amen.
Woo! Just hold on and suck in.
Mommy, here's the scarlet pickle.
Soon they've got all back to the kitchen. I won't need to buy it.
Oh, yes, and you is. You's going to eat every mouthful of this.
I'm not. We'll put on the dress, because we're late already.
What my lamb going to wear?
That.
No, you ain't. You can't show your bosom before 3 o'clock. I'm going to speak to your ma about you.
If you say one word to Mother, I won't need a bite.
Well. Keep short on your shoulder. I ain't even free to get all freckled after the buttermilk I done put on you all this winter. Reaching in my circles. Oh, now, Miss Scarlet, you come on and be good and eat just a little.
No.
Honey.
I'm going to have a good time today.
and do our eating at the barbecue.
If you don't care what folks says about this family, I does. I has told you that you can always tell a lady by the way that she eats in front of folks like a bird. And I ain't aiming for you to go to Mr. John Wilkins's and eat like a field hand and gobble like a hawk.
Fiddle-dee-dee. Ashley Wilkes told me he likes to see a girl with a healthy appetite.
What gentleman says and what they thinks is two different things. And I ain't noticed Mr. Ashley asking for to marry you. Now don't eat too fast. Ain't no need of having it come right back up again.
Why does the girl have to be so silly to catch her husband?
Colonel O'Hara, if you're not down here by the time they come, then we'll be going without...
I'm coming, Bob!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, dear. My skin's so tight. I know I'd never get through there without belching.
It's a grand day you'll be having for the barbecue.
So it seems, Fiddle. But why is Mrs. O'Hara with you?
She's after settling accounts with the overseer, but she'll be along for the ball tonight.
Welcome to Twillbooks, Mr. O'Hara.
Thank you kindly, India. Your daughter's getting prettier every day, John.
Oh, India, here are the O'Hara girls. We must meet them.
I can't stand that, Scarlett. If you'd see the way she throws herself at Ashley.
Now, that's your brother's business. You must remember your duties as hostess. Good morning, girls. Good morning, Scarlett.
India Wilkes. What a lovely dress.
But you love it. I just can't take my eyes off it.
Good morning, Miss Scarlett. Ashley.
Scarlett, my dear.
I've been looking for you everywhere. I've got something I must tell you. Can we go someplace where it's quiet?
Yes, I'd like to, but I have something to tell you, too. Something I hope you'll be glad to hear. Come and say hello to my cousin, Mildred.
Oh, do we have to?
She's been looking forward to seeing you again. Melanie. Here's Scarlett.
Scarlett. I'm so glad to see you. Melanie Hamilton, what a surprise to run into you here. I hope you're going to stay with us a few days at least.
I hope I shall stay longer enough for us to become real friends, Scarlett. I do so want us to be.
We'll keep her here, won't we, Scarlett?
Oh, we'll just have to make a bigger fuss over her, won't we, Ashley? And if there's anybody knows how to give a girl a good time, it's Ashley. Though I speak our good time seems terribly silly to you because you're so serious.
Oh, Scarlett, you have so much life. I've always admired you so. I wish I could be more like you.
You mustn't flatter me, Melanie, and say things you don't mean.
Nobody could accuse Melanie of being insincere. Could they, my dear?
Oh, then she's not like you, is she, Ashley? Ashley never means a word he says to any girl. Oh, why, Charles Hamilton, you handsome old thing, you.
But, oh, Miss O'Hara.
Do you think that was kind to bring your good-looking brother down here just to break my poor, simple country girl's heart?
Look at Scarlett. You never even noticed Charles before. Now, just because it's your boat, she's after him like a hornet.
Charles Hamilton, I want to eat barbecue with you. And mind you don't go for landing with any other girl, because I'm mighty jealous.
I won't, Miss O'Hara. I couldn't.
I do declare, Frank Kennedy, you don't look dashing with that new set of whiskers.
Oh, thank you, Miss Scarlett.
You know, Charles Hamilton and Wade Cabot asked me to eat barbecue with them, but I told him I couldn't, because I promised you.
Well, you needn't be so amused. Look at her. She's after your bow now.
Oh, that's mighty flattering of you, Miss Scarlett. I'll see what I can do, Miss Scarlett.
What's your sister so mad about, Scarlett? You sparking her bow? As if I couldn't get a better bow than that old maiden, Bridget. Brent, Stuart Tarzan, you handsome old thing. Oh, no, you're not. I don't mean to say that. I'm mad at you.
Scarlett, what have we done, honey?
You haven't been near me all day, and I wore this old dress just because I thought you liked it. I was counting on eating barbecue with you, too.
Well, you are, Scarlett. Of course you are, honey.
I never can make up my mind which of you two is the handsomest. I was awake all last night trying to figure it out.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
clean. Who's there?
Who?
That man looking at us and smiling. The nasty dog.
My dear, don't you know? That's Red Butler. He's from Charleston. He has a most terrible reputation.
He looks as if he knows what I look like without my shimmy.
Scout! But my dear, he isn't received. He's had to spend most of his time up north because his folks in Charleston won't even speak to him. He was expelled from West Point, he's so fast. And then there's that business about that girl he wouldn't marry.
Tell.
Well, he took her out buggy riding in the late afternoon without a chaperone, and then he refused to marry her. No, but she was ruined just the same.
Ashley.
Happy?
So happy.
You seem to belong here. As if it had all been imagined for you.
I like to feel that I belong to the things you love.
You love Twelve Oaks as I do.
Yes, Ashley. I love it as more than a house. It's a whole world that wants only to be graceful and beautiful.
It's so unaware that it may not last forever.
You're afraid of what may happen if the war comes, aren't you? But we don't have to be afraid, for us. No war can come into our world, Ashley. Whatever comes, I'll love you just as I do now, until I die.
Now, isn't it better than sitting at a table? The girl hasn't got but two sides to her at a table.
I'll go get a dessert.
Yeah, she said me.
Allow me, Miss O'Hara.
I think Charles Hammond may get it.
Oh, thank you, Miss O'Hara. Thank you. Go get it. Give me the lucky... Miss O'Hara, I love you.
I don't guess I'm as hungry as I thought.
Why do I have to take a nap? I'm not tired.
Well brought up young ladies take naps at parties, and it's high time you started behaving yourself and acting like you was Miss Ellen's daughter.
When we were in Saratoga, I didn't notice any Yankee girls taking naps.
No, and you ain't gonna see no Yankee girls at the ball tonight, neither.
How is Ashley today, Scarlett? He didn't seem to be paying much attention to you. You mind your own business.
You'd be lucky if you don't lose old Whisker Face Kennedy.
You've been sweet on Ashley for months, and his engagement's going to be announced tonight.
Paul said so this morning.
That's as much as you know.
Miss Scarlett, Miss Sue Ellen, you ought to behave yourself. Act like poor white trash children. If you're old enough to go to parties, you're old enough to act like ladies.
Who cares?
Borne enough insults from the meddling Yankees. It's time we made them understand we'll keep our slaves with or without their approval. It was the sovereign right of the state of Georgia to secede from the Union.
That's right.
The South must assert herself by force of arms. After we fired on the Yankee rascals at Fort Sumter, we've got to fight. There's no other way.
Fight, that's right, fight. Let the Yankees be the one to ask for peace.
The situation's very simple. The Yankees can't fight and we can.
It'll be a battle, that's what I think. They'll just turn and run every time.
One Southerner can lick 20 Yankees.
So I will finish him in one battle. Gentlemen can always fight better than rattle.
Yes, right. Gentlemen always fight better than rattle.
And what does the captain of our troops say?
Well, gentlemen, if Georgia fights, I go with her. But like my father, I hope that the Yankees will let us leave the Union in peace.
But Ashley...
But Ashley, they've insulted us.
You can't mean you don't want war.
Most of the miseries of the world were caused by wars. And when the wars were over, No one ever knew what they were about.
Why, Ashley, if it wasn't about...
No, gentlemen. Mr. Butler's been up north, I hear. Don't you agree with us, Mr. Butler?
I think it's hard winning a war with words, gentlemen.
What do you mean, sir?
I mean, Mr. Hamilton, there's not a cannon factory in the whole South.
What difference does that make, sir, to a gentleman?
I'm afraid it's going to make a great deal of difference to a great many gentlemen, sir.
Are you hinting, Mr. Butler, that the Yankees can lick us?
No, I'm not hinting. I'm saying very plainly that the Yankees are better equipped than we. They've got factories, shipyards, coal mines, and a fleet to bottle up our harbors and starve us to death. All we've got is cotton and slaves and arrogance.
That's treacherous, sir. Not abuse to listen to any renegade talk.
Well, I'm sorry if the truth offends you.
Apologies aren't enough, sir. I hear you were turned out of West Point, Mr. Rhett Butler, and that you ought to receive any decent family in Charleston. Not even your own.
I apologize again for all my shortcomings. Mr. Wilkes, perhaps you won't mind if I walk about and look over your place. I seem to be spoiling everybody's brandy and cigars and dreams of victory.
Well, that's just about what you could expect from somebody like Rhett Butler.
You did everything but call him out.
He refused to fight.
Not quite that, Charles. He just refused to take advantage of you.
Take advantage of me?
Yes, he's one of the best shots in the country, as he's proved a number of times. Against steadier hands and cooler heads than yours.
Well, I'll show you.
No, no, please. Don't go tweaking his nose anymore. You may need it for more important fighting, Charles. Now, if you'll excuse me, Mr. Butler's our guest. I think I'll just show him around. Here. From here. What are you up to? Well, why aren't you upstairs resting with the other girl? What is this, Scarlet? Secret?
Oh, Ashley. I love you.
Scarlet.
I love you, I do.
Well, isn't it enough that you've gathered every other man's heart today? You've always had mine. You cut your teeth on it.
Oh, tease me now. Have I your heart, my darling? I love you. I love you.
You mustn't say such things. You'll hate me for hearing them.
I could never hate you, and I know you must care about me. Or you do care, don't you?
Yes. I care. Oh, can't we go away and forget we ever said these things?
But how can we do that? Don't you want to marry me?
I'm going to marry Melanie.
But you can't, not if you care for me.
Oh, my dear, why must you make me say things that will hurt you? How can I make you understand? You're so young and unthinking, you don't know what marriage means.
I know I love you and I want to be your wife. You don't love Melanie.
She's like me, Scott. She's part of my blood and we understand each other.
But you love me.
How could I help loving you? You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except say yes, no, and raise a hassle of mealy-mouthed brats just like her.
You mustn't say things like that about men.
Who are you to tell me I mustn't? You led me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlett, be fair. I never at any time...
You did. It's true. You did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything bad enough to call you.
Started?
Sir, you should have made your presence known.
In the middle of that beautiful love scene? That wouldn't have been very tactful, would it? But don't worry. Your secret is safe with me.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Oh.
But don't think that I hold that against you.
Ladies have never held any charm for me.
First you take a low, common advantage of me, then you insult me.
I meant it as a compliment. And I hope to see more of you when you're free of the spell of the elegant Mr. Wilkes. He doesn't strike me as half good enough for a girl of your... what was it? Your passion for living?
How dare you? You aren't fit to wipe his boots.
And you were going to hate him for the rest of your life.
Well, she certainly made a fool of herself running after all the men at the barbecue.
That's not fair, India. She's so attractive, the men just naturally flock to her.
Oh, Melanie, you're just too good to be true. Didn't you even see her going after your brother Charles?
Yes, and she knows Charles belongs to me.
Oh, you're wrong, India. Garlic's just high-spirited and vivacious.
Well, men may flirt with girls like that, but they don't marry them.
I think you're being very mean to her. My pillow every night.
Oh, Miss O'Hara, I told you I loved you. I think you're the most beautiful girl in the world, and the sweetest, the dearest. I know I couldn't hope that you could love me. I'm so clumsy and stupid and not nearly good enough for you. But if you could think of marrying me, I'd do anything in the world for you. Just anything, I promise.
What did you say?
Miss O'Hara, I said, would you marry me?
Yes, Miss Hamilton. I will.
You will? You'll marry me? You'll wait for me?
Oh, I don't think I'd want to wait.
You mean you'll marry me before I go? Oh, Miss O'Hara. Scarlett. When may I speak to your father?
The sooner the better.
I'll go now. I can't wait. Will you excuse me, dear? Dear. Miss O'Hara! Miss O'Hara!
It'll be a week at least before they call on me.
Only a week, and then they'll take you away from me. At our wedding yesterday, and I hoped that yours would be as beautiful. And it was.
Was it?
Now we're really and truly sisters. Charles.
Don't cry, darling. It'll all be over in a few weeks, and I'll be coming back to you.
To be a widow.
Miss Scarlett?
Oh. Why just go around scaring people in that thing?
You ain't supposed to be around people. You's in mourning.
For what? I don't feel anything. Why should I have to pretend and pretend?
What is it?
Oh. What is it?
My life is over. Nothing will ever happen to me anymore.
Darling.
enough not being able to go to any parties. But looking this way, too.
I don't think you're at all horrible. It's only natural you ought to look young and be young when you are young. No. How would you like to go visiting somewhere? Savannah, perhaps?
What would I do in Savannah?
Well, Atlanta, then. There's lots going on there. And you could stay with Melanie and her Aunt Pittypat.
Melanie? Yes. Yes, I could, couldn't I? Oh, Mother, you're sweet to me. Sweeter than anybody in the world.
You'd like it, really. All right, then, now. Now stop your crying. And smile. You can take Prissy with you. Start packing Miss Scarlett's things, Mammy. I'll go write the necessary letters.
Atlanta. Savannah would be better for you. You just get in trouble in Atlanta.
What trouble are you talking about?
You know what trouble I was talking about. I was talking about Mr. Asa Wilkes. He'll be coming to Atlanta when he gets his leave, and you sitting there waiting for him just like a spider. He belongs to Miss Melanie.
You go pack my things like Mother said.
And I just know it's about her.
What's it matter with these things, Pittypat?
But Scarlett is living under my roof, so they all think I'm responsible for her. And for a widow to appear in public at a social gathering, every time I think of it, I feel faint.
But, Aunt Pitty, you know Scarlett came here only to help raise money for the cause. It was splendid of her to make a sacrifice. Anyone would think to hear you talk that she came here to dance instead of to sell things.
Another triumph for our magnificent men in arms. General Lee has completely whipped the enemy and swept the Yankee army northward from Virginia. And now, a happy surprise for all of us. We have with us tonight that most daring of all blockade runners, whose fleet schooners, slipping past the Yankee guns, have brought us here the very woolens and laces we wear tonight. I refer, ladies and gentlemen, to that will-o'-the-wisp of the bounding main, none other than our friend from Charleston, Captain Rhett Butler.
Captain Butler, such a pleasure to see you again. I met you last at my husband's home.
That's kind of you to remember, Mrs. Wilkes.
Did you meet Captain Butler at 12 Oaks, Scarlett?
Yes, I think so.
Only for a moment, Mrs. Hamilton. It was in the library. You had broken something.
Yes, Captain Butler, I remember you.
Ladies, the Confederacy asked for your jewelry on behalf of our noble cause.
We aren't wearing any. We're in mourning.
Wait. On behalf of Mrs. Wilkes and Mrs. Hamilton.
Thank you, Captain Butler.
Just a moment, please.
But it's your wedding ring, ma'am.
It may help my husband more. Off my finger.
Thank you.
It's a very beautiful thing to do, Mrs. Wilkes.
Here. You can have mine, too. For the cause.
And you, Mrs. Hamilton. I know just how much that means to you.
Melanie.
Yes, Captain.
I need your approval as a member of the committee for something we want to do that's rather shocking. Will you excuse us, please?
I'll say one thing. The war makes the most peculiar widows.
I wish you'd go away. If it hadn't erased, you'd know I'd never want to see you again.
Now, why be silly? You've no reason for hating me. I'll carry your guilty secret to my grave.
Oh, I guess I'd be very unpatriotic to hate one of the great heroes of a war. I do declare I was surprised to see you turn out to be such a noble character.
I can't bear to take advantage of your little girl ideas, Miss O'Hara. I am neither noble nor heroic.
But you are a blockade runner.
For profit, and profit only.
Are you trying to tell me you don't believe in the cause?
I believe in Red Butler. He's the only cause I know. The rest doesn't mean much to me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a startling surprise for the benefit of the hospital.
What is that?
Gentlemen, if you wish to lead the opening reel with the lady of your choice, you must bid for her.
Caroline Meade, how can you permit your husband to conduct this slave auction?
Darling Meriwether, how dare you criticize me? Melanie Wilkes told the doctor that if it's for the benefit of the cause, it's quite all right.
She did. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Where am I smelling sauce? I think I shall faint.
Don't you dare think of that, Hamilton.
If Melanie says it's all right, it is all right.
Oh.
Come, gentlemen, do I hear your bids? Make your offers. Don't be bashful, gentlemen.
$20. $20 for Miss Mabel Meriwether. $25 for Miss Fanny Elsie.
Only $25 to give you
$150 in gold.
For what lady, sir?
For Mrs. Charles Hamilton.
For whom, sir?
Mrs. Charles Hamilton.
Mrs. Hamilton is in mourning, Captain Butler. But I'm sure any of our Atlanta Bells would be proud to...
Dr. Meade. I said Mrs. Charles Hamilton.
She will not consider it, sir.
Oh, yes, I will.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Choose your partners for the Virginia reel.
We've sort of shocked the Confederacy, Scarlet.
It's a little bit like blockade running, isn't it?
It's worse. I expect a very fancy profit out of it.
Well, I don't care what you expect or what they think. I'm going to dance and dance. Tonight I wouldn't mind dancing with Abe Lincoln himself.
My reputation will be lost forever.
Enough courage you can do without a reputation.
Oh, you do talk scandalous.
You do walk divinely, Cap Butler.
Don't start flirting with me. I'm not one of your plantation bulls. I want more than flirting from you.
What do you want?
I'll tell you, Scarlet O'Hare. You'll take that Southern Belle simple off your face. Someday I want you to say to me the words I heard you say to Ashley Wilkes. I love you.
That's something you'll never hear from me, Captain Butler, as long as you live.
How sweet, how kind. He is a thoughtful gentleman.
Fiddly-dee. Why doesn't he say something about my sacrifice?
Oh! Oh! Oh, the darling thing! Oh, it's lovely, lovely. You didn't really bring it all the way from Paris just for me. Oh.
Yes, I thought it was about time I got you out of that fake mourning. Next trip, I'll bring you some green silk for a frock to match it.
Oh, Red!
It's my duty to our brave boys at the front to keep our girls at home looking pretty.
Oh, it's so long since I had anything new.
How do I look?
Awful. Just awful.
Why, what's the matter?
War, stop being a joke when a girl like you doesn't know how to wear the latest fashion.
Oh. Oh, Red. Let me do it.
but red. I don't know how I dare wear it.
You will, Lo. And another thing, those pantalettes. I don't know a woman in Paris that wears pantalettes anymore.
Oh, what do they? You shouldn't talk about such things.
You little hypocrite. You don't mind my knowing about them, just my talking about them.
But, Red, I really can't go on accepting these gifts, though you are awfully kind.
I'm not kind. I'm just tempting you. I never give anything without expecting something in return. I always get paid.
If you think I'll marry you just to pay for the bonnet, I won't.
Don't flatter yourself. I'm not a marrying man.
Well, I won't kiss you for it either.
Open your eyes and look at me. No, I don't think I will kiss you. Although you need kissing badly. That's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
Well, I suppose you think you are the proper person.
I might be, if the right moment ever came.
You're a conceited, black-hearted vomit, Red Button. I don't know why I let you come and see me.
I'll tell you why, Scarlet. Because I'm the only man over 16 and under 60 who's around to show you a good time. But cheer up. The war can't last much longer.
Really, Red? Why?
There's a little battle going on right now that ought to pretty well fix things, one way or the other.
Oh, Red, is Ashley in it?
So you still haven't gotten the wooden-headed Mr. Wilkes out of your mind? Yes, I suppose he's in it.
Oh, but tell me, Red, where is it?
Some little town in Pennsylvania called Gettysburg.
Ashley like this for me. I must go to her.
Don't, my dear. Not here. Let's go home.
Talk to me. Not.
Yes. Our boy, Darcy.
I was making these mittens for him. He won't need them now.
But I'm going to enlist. I'll kill all
those
Yankees.
You need to hush your mouth. Do you think it'll help your mother to have you off getting shot, too? I never heard of anything so silly.
It's a black day, Scarlet. You haven't had bad news, have you?
Ashley, say.
I'm glad. For Mrs. Wilkes' sake.
Where there are so many others.
Any of your friends?
Just by every family in the county. Tarleton boys, Red, both of them.
Yes. Look at them. All these poor, tragic people. The South sinking to its knees. Never rise again. The cause. The cause of living in the past is dying right in front of us.
I never heard you talk like that before.
I'm angry. Waste always makes me angry, and that's what all this is. Sheer waste. But don't you be downcast. Ashley Wilkes is still alive to come home to the women who love him. Both of them.
Thank you.
Dad. Oh, my dear, I've waited so long.
Melanie, my dear, my darling wife.
Oh, but we're getting scarlet.
Scarlet, dear. Why, is this any way to greet a returning warrior?
Marcia. Merry Christmas, Ashley.
Come on, old gentleman. Come on. Is that all your wives? Is that all your little chicks? You got nobody to worry your head about believing. Come on. Now you just stand still so you can be Christmas gift for the white folks. Hold on. Hold on. Don't go getting so uppity. Even if you is the last chicken in Atlanta.
Oh, let's not talk about the war. It's Christmas. They talk about 12 Oaks and Taron all the time before there wasn't the old war. Can we have the wine, Aunt Peter?
Why did you say there wasn't enough, Uncle Peter? There's plenty. It's the very last of my father's fine Madeira. He got it from his uncle, Admiral Will Hamilton of Savannah, who married his cousin Jessica Carroll of Carrollton, who was his second cousin once removed, and akin to the Wilkeses, too. I saved it to wish Ashley a Merry Christmas. But you mustn't drink it all at once, because it...
I meant it, my dear. It was a lovely Christmas gift. Only generals have tunics like this nowadays.
I'm so happy you like it, dear.
Where did you get the cloth?
It was sent me by a Charleston lady. I nursed her son while he was in the hospital, Ashley, before he died. And... Oh, you will take good care of it, won't you? You won't let it get torn. Promise me.
You mustn't worry. I'll bring it back to you without any holes in it. I promise. Good night, my dear.
Good night, darling, darling.
Tom, you Uncle Peter, is the time of the dash of the leaf?
Pretty quick now, Miss Scarlett.
Miss Melanie, she isn't going to the depot with him. She hasn't changed her mind.
No, ma'am. She's laying down. She's so upset, Mr. Wilkes told her she can't even come downstairs.
Ashley. Ashley, let me go to the depot with you.
Oh, Scarlett, I'd rather remember you as you are now, not shivering at the depot.
Oh, Ashley, I've got a present for you, too.
My scarlet is beautiful. Tie it on, my dear.
Why, Nellie was making a new tunic. I made this to go with it.
You made it yourself? Well, then I shall value it all the more.
You know, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
There's something you can do for me.
What is it?
Will you look after Melanie for me? She's so frail and gentle, and she loves you so much. See, if I were killed and she...
Oh, you mustn't say that. It's bad luck. Say a prayer quickly.
You say one for me. We shall need all our prayers. Now the end is coming.
The end?
The end of the war. And the end of our world, Scarlett.
You don't think the Yankees are beating us?
Oh, Scarlett, my men are barefooted now. And the snow in Virginia is deep. When I see them, I see the Yankees coming and coming, always more and more. And when the end does come, I shall be far away. It'll be a comfort to me to know that she has you. You will promise, won't you?
Yes. Is that all, Ashley?
All except goodbye.
Oh, Ashley, I can't let you go.
You must be brave.
No,
you
no.
Must. How else can I bear going? Oh, Scarlett, you're so fine and strong and beautiful. Not just your sweet face, my dear.
Ashley.
Oh, Ashley, I love you. I've always loved you. I've never loved anyone else. I only married Charles just to hurt you. Ashley, tell me you love me. I'll live on it the rest of my life.
And there's a place back home where a wild plum tree comes to flower in the springtime. Down by the creek, you know.
Yes, I know, I know.
When we were little, my brother Jeff and I used to... I told you about my brother Jeff. Didn't I, ma'am? I know I did. We don't know where Jeff is now, ma'am. Since Bull Run, we haven't heard anything, and...
Please, we must have your temperature now. Just take this in your mouth and not talk anymore. Not just now.
Melanie, I'm so tired. I've got to go home. Aren't you tired, Melanie?
No, I'm not tired, Scarlett. This might be Ashley. And only strangers here to comfort him. No, I'm not tired, Scarlett. It could all be Ashley.
I've been sitting by this curb one solid hour waiting to speak to you, Miss Wilkes.
Go on, you trash. Don't you be pestering these ladies.
Don't talk to them, Ellie.
It's all right, Scarlett. Who are you?
My name's Belle Watlin, but that don't matter. I expect you think I got no business here.
Hadn't you best tell me what you want to see me about?
Well, first time I come here, I says, Belle, you're a nurse. The ladies didn't want my kind of nursing. Well, they was more than likely right. Then I tried giving them money. My money wasn't good enough for him either. The old peahens. I know a gentleman who says you're a human being. If you are, which they ain't, you'll take my money for the hospital.
What are you doing here? Haven't you been told twice already?
This time I'm conversing with Miss Wilkes. You might as well take my money, Miss Wilkes. It's good money, even if it is mine.
I'm sure you're very generous.
No, I'm not. I'm a Confederate like everybody else, that's all.
Of course you are.
Now, some folks here wouldn't feel that way. Maybe they ain't as good Christians as you.
Look, Miss Meade, it's a great deal of money. 10, 20, 30, 50. And it's not all paper money, it's gold. Let me see that handkerchief. R.B.
And she's driving away in Rhett Butler's carriage. Oh, if I just wasn't a lady, what wouldn't I tell that varmint?
Shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yankees!
Oh, Dr. Meade, they're getting closer.
They'll never get into Atlanta. They'll never get through Big Lake.
Be safe in the hospital. Did you leave the front?
Give me something for the pain.
Give
me something for the pain.
Sorry, son. We haven't got anything to give you.
These animals are driving me crazy.
What luck. I got my jack.
Give me an ace, and I'll start another war.
I'll hit the moon.
I'll never see you in the hall again.
This leg's got to come off, soldier.
Oh, no! Leave me alone!
Sorry, soldier.
No.
Well, we're not a chloroform, Dr. Mead.
Then we'll have to operate without it.
No, no, let me alone. You can't do it. I won't let you do it to me.
Tell Dr. Wilson to take this leg off immediately. It's gangrene.
No, no, no.
I haven't seen my family in 3 days. I'm going home for half an hour.
Orderly, give me a lift.
Nurse, you can free this, babe.
Mrs. Scarlett.
Why, Frank Kennedy.
Miss Sewell. Is she well?
When did they bring you in, Frank? You all right? Are you bad hurt?
But Miss Sewell, is she...
Oh, she's
is
all right, Frank. Thank
Dr. Wilson needs you in the operating room, Miss Hamilton. He's going to take off that leg. Better hurry.
I'll be back.
Oh, no. Leave me alone. No. No, I can't stand it. No, don't. Don't cut. Don't cut. Don't! Please!
Where's the nurse?
Miss Hamilton, Dr. Wilson's awakened.
Let him wait. I'm going home. I've done enough. I don't want any more men dying. I don't want any
sick. That's all, Miss Scarlett. Your pa. He just wowed when they wouldn't let him fight on account of his broken knee. And he had fits when they took all us field hands to dig the ditch for the white soldiers to hide in. But Jamal said the Confederates needs it. So we's going to dig for the South.
Sam, was there a doctor?
It's time, man. We've got to march.
Goodbye, Miss Scarlett. Don't worry. We'll stop them Yankees.
Goodbye, Big Sam. Goodbye, boys. Penny, I'll be getting sick ahead. Let me know.
Bye, Miss Scarlett.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Walking, you'll get run over.
Oh, Rhett. Rhett, drive me to Aunt Penny's, please.
Panic's a pretty sight, isn't it? Oh, whoa. That's just another General Sherman's calling card. You'll be paying us a visit soon.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here before the Yankees come.
Leave your work at the hospital? Or have you had enough of death and lice and men chopped up? Well, I suppose you weren't meant for sick men, Scarlett.
Don't talk to me like that, Red. I'm so scared. I wish I'd get out of here.
Let's get out of here together. No use staying here, letting the South come down around your ears. So many nice places to go and visit.
Mexico, London, Paris.
With you?
Yes, ma'am. With a man who understands you and admires you for just what you are. I figure we belong together, being the same sort. I've been waiting for you to grow up and get that sad-eyed Ashley Wills out of your heart. Well, I hear Mrs. Wilkes is going to have a baby in another month or so. It'll be hard loving a man with a wife and baby clinging to him. Whoa! Well, here we are. Are you going with me, or are you getting out?
I hate and despise you, Red Butler. Now, I hate and despise it like dust.
Oh, no, you won't, Scarlet. Not that long.
Here, Uncle Peter, look out for that trunk.
But Aunt Pity, you are leaving.
I may be a coward, but oh dear. Yankees in Georgia. How did they ever get in?
Oh, I'm going too crazy. Go pack my things. Get them quick. Wait, Aunt Pity, I'll wait a minute.
Charlotte, do you really think you ought to?
Charlotte, what is this? You ain't planning on running away.
And don't you dare try to stop me. I'm never going back to that hospital. I've had enough of smelling death and rotten and death. I'm going home. I want my mother. My mother needs me.
Yeah, you've got to listen to me. You must stay here.
Without a chaperone, Dr. Mead, it simply isn't there.
Good heavens, woman, this is war, not a garden party. Oh. Scarlett, you've got to stay. Melanie needs you.
Oh, bother Melanie.
She's ill already. She shouldn't even be having a baby. You may have a difficult time.
But can't we take her along?
Would you want her to take that chance? Would you want her to be jounced over rough roads and have the baby ahead of time in a buggy?
It isn't my baby. You take care of her.
Scarlett, we haven't enough doctors, much less nurses, to look after a sick woman. You've got to stay for Melanie.
What for? I don't know anything about babies being born.
I know how to do it. I've done it lots and lots. Lenny, doctor, Lenny, I can do everything.
Good. Then I'll rely on you to help us.
Yes.
Ashley's fighting in the field, fighting to the core. He may never come back. He may die. Scarlett, we owe him a well-born child.
If you're coming, Scarlett, hurry.
I promised Ashley something.
Then you'll stay? Good. Go along, Miss Pitipat. Scarlett's staying.
Go on, Uncle Peter. Oh, dear, I don't know what to do. It's like the end of the world. Uncle Peter, my smelling salt.
Melanie, it's all your fault. I hate you. I hate you, baby. Only I hadn't promised Ashley. Only I hadn't promised him.
So, ma'am, the army's pulling out.
Pulling out of Atlanta, leaving us to the Yankees?
Not leave it, ma'am. Evacuate. We've got to before Sherman cuts the McDonough Road to the south and catches the lot of it.
It can't be true. What'll I do?
Get a refugee south right quick, ma'am. If you'll excuse me, ma'am.
Fritz, come here, Fritz. Go pack my things and Miss Melanie's too. We're going to town right away. The Yankees are coming.
Such a bother, Scarlett. It began at daybreak.
But the Yankees are coming.
Poor Scarlett. You'd be in terror now with your mother, wouldn't you? If it weren't for me. Oh, Scarlett, darling. You've been so good to me. No sister could have been sweeter. Lying here thinking, if I should die, will you take my baby?
My fiddly-dee, Millie. Aren't things bad enough without you talking about dying?
I'll send for Dr. Mead right away.
Not yet, Scarlett. I couldn't let Dr. Mead sit here for hours while all those poor, Millie, wounded boys.
Prissy! Prissy, come here quick!
Prissy!
Yes. Go get Dr. Mead. Run, quick.
Babe.
Don't stand there like a scared goat. Run! Hurry, hurry. I'll tell you south, I will. I swear I will.
Where's that Prissy? This room's like an oven already. It isn't noon yet.
Oh, don't worry, Mary. Mother says it always seems like the doctor will never come.
I don't take a step to that Prissy.
Oh, Melly, you know what I heard about Maybelle Merriweather? You remember that funny-looking ball of hers? The one with the uniform like ladies' red flannel underdrawers?
You don't have to keep on talking for my sake, Scarlet. I know how worried you are.
Oh, Melly, go and fetch you some cool water.
You're as slow as molasses in January. And where's Dr. Mead?
I never seen him, Miss Scarlet.
What?
None. He ain't at the hospital. And then he told me that the doctor's down at the car shed with the wounded soldiers.
Well, why didn't you go after him?
Miss Scarlet, I was scared to go down there at the car shed. There's folks dying down there, and I'm scared of dead.
Oh, you go sit by Miss Melly. And don't you be upsetting her while I'm with the hide off you.
You know, Dave, but I told the wearing
Get some woman to help you.
But there isn't anybody. Dr. Mead, she might die.
Die? Look at them. Bleeding to death in front of my eyes. No chloroform, no bandages, nothing. Nothing to even ease their pain. Now run along and don't bother me. Oh, don't worry, child. There's nothing to bring in a baby. Now bring the stretchers in here.
Dr. Mead?
Yeah, I'm coming.
No, he can't come.
Oh, Miss Scarlet, Miss Melly's bad off.
He can't come. There's nobody to come. Prissy, you've got to manage without the doctor. I'll help you.
Oh, Lordy, Miss Scarlet.
What is it?
Lordy, we've got to have a doctor. I don't know nothing about birthing babies.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You told me you knew everything about it.
I don't know how come I tell such a lie. My never let me around. I thought was having them.
Oh, Scarlet. Oh, Scarlet. Stop it. stove. Keep boiling water in the kettle. Give me the ball of twine and all the clean towels you can find and the scissors. Don't come telling me you can't find them. Go get them and get them quick.
Get them.
Coming, Melly. Coming.
Go, Scarlet, before the Yankees get here.
I'm not afraid. You know I won't leave you.
You're so gonna die.
Don't be a goose, Melly. Hold on to me. Hold on to me.
Hold to me, Scarlet. Please. Hold to me.
Don't try to be brave, Melly. Yell all you want. There's nobody to hear.
Mom says that if you put the knife under the bed, it cuts the pain in two. Captain Butler!
Who do you want?
Captain Butler.
He's upstairs. Belle Lutland's giving a party.
Yes. Thank you. Captain Butler! Oh, Captain Butler!
What's all the rumpus about?
I've got a message for Captain Butler, Miss Scotland. Captain Butler, you come out here and speak to me!
What is it, Prissy?
Miss Scarlet, she done got me for you. Miss Melly, she done had her baby today. A fine baby boy. And Miss Scarlet and me, we brung it.
Do you mean to tell me that Scarlet...
Well, it was mostly me, Captain Butler. Only Miss Scarlet, she helped me a little. But I don't expect no doctor could have done no better. Only Miss Melly, she feel kind of poorly nights all over.
Yes, I can believe that.
And the Yankees is coming, and the Scarlet Ship.
I'm sorry, Prissy, but the army took my horse and carriage. You better come upstairs, and I'll see what I can do.
Oh, no, Captain Butler. Mama would wear me out with a cornstalk if I was to go into Miss Watland.
Any of you beauties know where I can steal a horse for a good cause? Whoa, Marsh Robert. Nice weather we're having. Prissy tells me you're planning on taking...
If you make any jokes now, I'll kill you.
Oh, don't tell me you're frightened.
I'm scared to death. And if you had the sense of a goat, you'd be scared, too.
Oh, the Yankees!
No, not yet. That's what's left of our army, blowing up the ammunition so the Yankees won't get it.
We've got to get out of here.
At your service, madam. Just where were you figuring on going?
Home to Tara.
Tara? Don't you know that they've been fighting all day around Tara? Do you think you could parade right through the Yankee army with a sick woman, a baby, and a simple-minded donkey? Or do you intend leaving them behind?
Going with me, and I'm going home, and you can't stop me.
Little fool, don't you know it's dangerous jouncing Mrs. Wilkes over miles of open country?
I want my mother. I want to go home to Sarah.
Sarah's probably been burned to the ground. The woods are full of stragglers from both armies. The least they'll do is take the horse away from you. And even though it isn't much of an animal, I did have a lot of trouble stealing it.
I'm going home by the walk every step of the way. I'll kill you if you try to stop me. I will.
All right, darling, all right. Now you shall go. I guess anybody who did what you've done today can take care of Sherman. Stop crying. I'll blow your nose like a good little girl.
Burn the house over our heads if we stay. It's all right, Melly. It's all right.
My baby.
Have you the strength to put your arms around my neck?
I think so.
Ash, Charles.
What is it? What she want?
Ash has picked up Charles' sword. She wants us to bring them.
Get them. gallant lads are supposed to set fire to the warehouses near the depot. Enough ammunition to bus cars down there to blow us at Darren. We'll have to hurry if we're going to get across the tracks.
You're not going that way.
We'll have to. John O'Rourke's the only one the Yankees haven't cut yet.
I forgot to lock the front door. What are you laughing at?
At you, locking the Yankees up.
Dear, I wish they'd hurry.
Be in such a hurry to see them go, if I were you, my dear. With them goes the last semblance of law and order. Scavengers aren't wasting any time. Better get out of here fast.
There's a horse! Get us that horse!
Tell me out! Tell them all! For the Yankees to take, Captain. We'll have to make a dash for it before the fire reaches that ammunition. Better if you don't see anything. Grandchildren, how you watched the old South disappear one night. They were going to lick the Yankees in a month. The poor gallant fools.
They made me sick, all of them. Getting us all into this with their swaggering and boasting.
That's the way I felt once about their swaggering and boasting.
And, Red, I'm so glad you aren't with the Army. You can be proud now. Proud that you've been smarter than all of them.
I'm not so proud.
Why did you stop?
This is the turn to Tara. Let the horse breathe a bit.
Mrs. Wilkes.
Miss Melligan fainted way back, Captain Butler.
Yeah, she's probably better off. She couldn't stand the pain as she were conscious. Scarlett, are you still determined to do this crazy thing?
Oh, yes, yes. I know we can get through it. I'm sure we can.
Not we, my dear. You. I'm leaving you here.
Your what? Brett, where are you going?
I'm going, my dear, to join the army.
Oh, you're joking. I could kill you for scaring me so.
I'm very serious, Scarlet. I'm going to join up with our brave lads in gray.
But they're running away.
Oh, no. They'll turn and make a last stand if I know anything about them. And when they do, I'll be with them. I'm a little late, but better late.
Brett, you must be joking.
Selfish to the end, aren't you? Thinking only of your own precious hide, with never a thought for the noble cause.
Well, how could you do this to me? And why should you go now that after it's all over and I need you? Why? Why?
Why? Maybe it's because I've always had a weakness for lost causes once they're really lost. Or maybe... maybe I'm ashamed of myself. Who knows?
You should die of shame to leave me here alone and helpless.
You helpless? Heaven help the Yankees if they capture you. Now, climb down here. I want to say goodbye.
No.
Climb down.
Oh, Red, please don't go. You can't leave me, please. I'll never forgive you.
I'm not asking you to forgive me. I'll never understand or forgive myself. And if a bullet gets me, so help me, I'll laugh at myself for being an idiot. There's one thing I do know. And that is that I love you, Scarlet. In spite of you and me and the whole silly world going to pieces around us, I love you. Because we're alike. Bad lots, both of us. Selfish and shrewd. But able to look things in the eyes and call them by their right names.
Don't hold me like that.
Scarlet, look at me. I love you more than I've ever loved any woman. And I've waited longer for you than I've ever waited for any woman.
Let me alone!
Here's a soldier of the South who loves you, Scarlet. Wants to feel your arms around him. Wants to carry the memory of your kisses into battle with him. Never mind about loving me. You're a woman sending a soldier to his death with a beautiful memory. Scarlet, kiss me. Kiss me.
Everybody was right. You are a gentleman.
A minor point in such a moment. Here. If anyone lays a hand on that nag, shoot him. But don't make a mistake and shoot the nag.
Oh, go on. I want you to go. I hope a cannonball lands slap on you. I hope you're blown into a million pieces.
Never mind the rest. I follow your general idea. And when I'm dead on the altar of my country, I hope your conscience hurts you. Goodbye, Scarlet.
Come on, you. We're going home.
Mother'll take care of him when we get home.
Scarlet, I'm awful hungry. We've got to have something to eat.
Oh, hush up. We're nearly at 12 o'clock. We'll stop there. Go on.
Yes.
you're not here to see this. Yankee. Dirty Yankee.
Wagon. We need milk for the baby, and no matter what, we'll find its home.
Benny, we're home. Where's Tara?
Hurry, move the roots.
It's gone. It's dead.
I can't see the house.
Is it there? I can't see the house. Have they burned it?
Miss Sue Ellen and Miss Corrine, they were sick with the typhoid. They had it bad, but they're doing all right now. Just weak like little kittens.
But where's Mother?
Well, Miss Ellen, she went down to nurse that Emmy Slattery, that white trash, and she took down with it, too. And last night, she...
Father?
What did you do with Miss Melly?
But you worry your pretty head about Miss Melly, child. I done slapped her in bed already, along with the baby.
You better put that cow I brought into the barn, Pork.
There ain't no barn no more, Miss Scarlet. The Yankees done burned it for firewood.
They used the house for the headquarters, Miss Scarlet.
They camped all around the place.
Yankees in terror.
Yes, and they stole most everything they didn't burn. All the clothes and all the rugs and even Miss Ellen's rosary.
Starving,
won't
get anything to eat.
They ain't nothing to eat, honey. They took it all.
All the chickens, everything?
They took them the first thing. And what did they need to carry off across their saddles?
Don't tell me any more about what they did. What's this for? Whiskey?
Yes, daughter. Katie Scarlett, that's enough. You're not knowing spirits. You'll make yourself tipsy.
I hope it makes me drunk. I'd like to be drunk. What are those papers?
Bonds. They're all we've saved. All we have left. Bonds.
But what kind of bonds, Pa?
Why, Confederate bonds, of course, daughter.
Confederate bonds. What good are they to anybody?
I'll not have you talking like that, Katie Scarlett.
No, Pa, what are we going to do with no money and nothing to eat?
We must ask your mother. That's it. We must ask Mrs. O'Hara. Yes. Mrs. O'Hara will know what's to be done. Now, don't be bothering me. Go out for a ride. I'm busy.
Don't worry about anything. Katie Scarlett's home. You needn't worry.
Miss Scarlett, what are we going to do but nothing to feed those sick folks and that child?
I don't know, Mary. I don't know.
We ain't got nothing but radishes in the garden.
Miss Scarlett, Miss Llewellyn, and Miss Kyrene, there's nothing to be sponged off.
What are the other servants, Mary?
Miss Scarlett, there's only just me and Polk left. The others went off to the war and run away.
I can't take care of that baby and sick folks and two. I've only got two hands.
Who's going to milk that cow, Miss Scarlett? We is house workers.
Never be hungry again. No, nor any of my folks. If I had to lie, steal, cheat, or kill, and God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
back near Bronkin. Look at my hand. Mother says you can always tell a lady by her hand.
I guess things like hands and ladies don't matter so much anymore. You rest, Sue. You're not well yet. And I can pick cotton for both of us.
Scarlet's hateful. Making us work in the field like...
Too bad about that. Now get back to work. I can't do everything at Tara all by myself.
What do I care about Tara? I hate Tara.
Don't you ever dare say you hate Tara again.
Same as hating Pa and Ma.
Katie Scarlett, there's something I must speak to you about.
Yes, Paul, what is it?
I've been talking to Prissy and Mammy, and I don't like the way you're treating them. You must be firm with inferiors, but you must be gentle with them, especially darkies.
Yes, Paul, I know. But I'm not asking to do anything I'm not doing myself.
Nevertheless, Katie Scarlett, I don't like it. I shall speak to Mrs. O'Hara about it.
Please, Scarlett, let me. Stop being noble, Melanie Wilkes. I've got enough in my hands without you making yourself sick, so you'll never be any use. Oh, I didn't think of it that way.
Anything else besides these ear bobs?
You Yankees have been here before.
Bring a little spitfire, ain't you? What do you got hidden in your hand?
You are, Millie.
Gotta get him out of here, Scarlett, and bury him. If the Yankees find him here, they'll... I didn't see anyone else. I think he must be a deserter. But even so, he's gotta hide him. They might hear about it, and then they'd come and get you. I could bury him in the arbor where the grubbers saw him. But how'd I get him out of here? Well, take a leg and drag him. You couldn't drag a cat.
Scarlett, do you think it'd be dishonest if we went through his haversack?
I'm ashamed I didn't think of that myself. You take the haversack, I'll search his pocket. feeling a little weak, Mary. I think it's full of money. Oh, Mary, look. Just look. 20, 30, 40.
Stop, stop. Now we haven't got time.
Oh, do you realize it means we'll have something to eat?
Look in his other pockets.
Hurry, hurry. We've got to get him out of here.
Here.
Across the yard, we can't hide it. Give me a knife now, Millie.
Oh, what about his head?
Oh, don't be silly. I won't look at you. If I had on a petticoat or pantalettes, I'd use them.
Thank heavens, I'm not that modest.
Now go back to bed. You'll be dead if you don't. Clean up the mess when I've buried him.
No, I'll clean it up.
Well, I guess I've done murder. Oh, I won't think about that now. I'll think about that tomorrow.
Cash for a dying man?
I got no room for any southern scum alive or dead. Get out of the way.
I reckon he'd rather try and walk it at that.
Get up! Stop, you great back beggars!
Act like they won the war.
Now you come on, give me them pants, Mr. Kennedy. Come on. Now you scrub yourself with that strong lye soap before I come down and scrub you myself. I'm going to put these bitches in the boiling pot. The whole Confederate Army's got the same trouble, crawling, clothes, and dysentery.
I think it's humiliating the way you're treating Mr. Kennedy.
You'd be a sight more humiliated if Mr. Kennedy's lice gets on you.
Oh, come on, go.
We must leave this gentleman alone because he's tired and he's hungry.
I don't mind, ma'am. Good to see a youngster again. Nice little fella. Another 2 years of war and we could have had him with us in Cobb's Legion.
Were you in Cobb's Legion?
Yes, ma'am.
Why, then, you must know my husband, Major Will.
Oh, yes, ma'am. He was captured at Spotsylvania, I think.
Captured? Oh, thank heaven, then he isn't... Oh, my poor Ashley in a Yankee prison.
Bellamy?
Yes, darling, I'm coming.
Come along, go.
Come on. I'll watch out for him, ma'am. We're good friends.
Oh, thank you. Here, I say, day and night, just so we can have enough food to keep body and soul together, and you give it all away to those starving scarecrows.
I'd as soon have a plague of locusts around the place.
Oh, don't scold me, Scarlet, please. I've just heard that Ashley was taken prisoner.
Ashley a prisoner?
Yes. And maybe, if he's alive and well, he's on some northern road right now. And maybe some northern woman is giving him a share of her dinner and helping my beloved to come back home to me.
I hope so, Millie.
Miss Scarlet! Miss Scarlet, I want to take up something with your paw, but he doesn't seem to...
Perhaps I can help you. I'm head of the house now.
Well, Miss Scarlet, I was aiming to ask for Sue Ellen.
Do you mean to tell me, Frank Candy, you haven't asked for her after all these years she's been counting on you?
Well, the truth is, I'm so much older than she is, and, well, now I haven't a cent to my name.
Who has nowadays?
Miss Scarlet, if true love carries any weight with you, you can be sure your sister will be rich in that. I go out somewhere and get myself a little business, if we're engaged. And as soon as I get on my feet again, we can...
All right, Frank. I'm sure I can speak for Paul. You go ask her now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Miss Scarlett. Excuse me.
Scarlett, what seems to be the trouble with Mr. Kennedy?
More trouble than he guesses. He's finally asked for Suellen's hand.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It's a pity he can't marry her now. At least be one less mouth to feed. Oh, another one. I hope this one isn't hungry.
He'll be hungry.
I'll tell Prissy to get an extra plate.
Miss Scarlett, ma'am.
High time you got back. Did you get the horse shod?
Yes, and he's shod all right. Miss Scarlett, ma'am.
Fine thing when horse can get shoes and humans can't. Here, sir, this soap.
Yes. Miss Scarlett, ma'am, I got to know how much money have you got left in gold?
$10. Why?
That won't be enough.
What in heaven's name are you talking about?
Well, Miss Scarlett, I see that old no-count white trash, Wilkerson, that used to be Mr. Gerald's overseer here. He's a regular Yankee now, and he was making a brag that his carpetbagger friends done run the taxes way up sky high on Tara.
How much more we gotta pay?
I hear the tax man say $300.
$300? Oh, my, just as well be $3 million. But we gotta raise it, that's all.
Yes, sir. How?
I go ask Mr. Ashley.
Oh, he ain't got no $300, Miss Scarlett.
Well, I can ask him if I want to, can't I?
Asking ain't getting.
They say Abe Lincoln got to start splitting rails. Just think what heights I may climb to once I get the knack.
The Yankees want $300 more in taxes. What shall we do? Ashley, what's to become of us?
What do you think becomes of people when their civilization breaks up? Those who have brains and courage come through all right. Those that haven't are winnowed out.
For heaven's sake, Ashley Wilkes, don't stand there talking nonsense at me when it's us who are being winnowed out.
You're right, Scarlett. Here I am talking tommy rot about civilization while your terror's in danger. Come to me for help, and I've no help to give you. Oh, Scarlett, I'm a coward.
You, Ashley, a coward? What are you afraid of?
Oh, mostly of life becoming too real for me, I suppose. Not that I mind splitting rails, but I do mind very much losing the beauty of that life I loved. If the war hadn't come, I'd have spent my life happily buried at 12 Oaks. But the war did come. I saw my boyhood friends blown to bits. I saw men crumple up in agony when I shot them. And now I find myself in a world which for me is worse than death. A world in which there's no place for me. Oh, I can never make you understand because you don't know the meaning of fear. You never mind facing realities. And you never want to escape from them as I do.
Oh, Ashley, you're wrong. I do want to escape, too. I'm so very tired of it all. I've struggled for food and for money. I've weeded and hoed and picked cotton till I can't stand it another minute. I tell you, Ashley, the father's dead. He's dead. The Yankees and the carpetbaggers have got it, and there's nothing left for us. Oh, Ashley, let's run away. We go to Mexico.
only one officer in the Mexican army. We'd be so happy there. Ashley, I'd work for you. I'd do anything for you. You know you don't love Melanie. You told me you loved me that day at 12 Oaks. And anyway, Melanie can't... Dr. Meade told me she couldn't ever have any more children than I could give you.
Why can't we ever forget that day at 12 Oaks?
Just think I could ever forget it. Have you forgotten it? Can you honestly say you don't love me?
No, I don't love you.
It's a lie.
Well, even if it is a lie, do you think I'd go off and leave Melanie and the baby? Break Melanie's heart? Scarlett, are you mad? You couldn't leave your father and the girl.
I couldn't leave them. I'm sick of them. I'm tired of them.
Yes, you're sick and tired. That's why you're talking this way. You've carried the load for all of us. But from now on, I'm going to be more help to you, I promise.
There's only one way you can help me. Take me away. There's nothing to keep us here.
Nothing. Nothing except honor.
Please, you mustn't cry. Please, my brave dear, you mustn't do that.
You do love me, you do love me.
No, don't.
You love me, you love me.
We won't do this, I tell you, we won't do it. It won't happen again. I'm going to take Melanie and the baby and go.
Say it, you love me.
All right, I'll say it. I love your courage and your stubbornness. I love them so much that a moment ago I could have forgotten the best wife a man ever had. But Scarlett, I'm not going to forget her.
Then there's nothing left for me. Nothing to fight for. Nothing to live for.
Yes, there is something. Something you love better than me, though you may not know it. Tara.
Yes, I still have it. Go. I won't have you all starve simply because I threw myself at your head. It won't happen again.
There, Miss Lattery.
Yes,
there
is me.
Stop!
You haven't forgotten your old overseer, have you? Huh? Well, Emmy's Mrs. Wilkerson now.
Get off those steps, you trashy wench. Get off this land.
You can't speak that way to my wife.
Wife? High time you made her your wife. Who baptized your other brat after you killed my mother?
We came out here to pay a call. A friendly call and talk a little business with old friends.
Friends? When are we ever friends with the likes of you?
Still high and mighty, ain't you? Well, I know all about you. I know your father's turned idiot. You can't pay your taxes. And I come out here to offer to buy the place from you. To make your right good offer. Emmy's had a hankering to live here.
Get off this place, you dirty Yankee.
Bob trotting high flying Irish will find out who's running things around here when you get sold out for taxes. I'll buy this place lock, stock, and barrel, and I'll live in it. But I'll wait for the sheriff's sale.
That's all of Tara you'll ever get.
You'll be sorry for that.
We'll be back.
I show you who the owner of Terry is.
Lords of Miss Garland, that's Mr. Gerald's watch.
You take it. It's for you. Claude wants you to have it.
You ain't got no business parting from this watch now, Miss Garland. You needs all your valuables to sell for that tax money.
You think I'd sell Pa's watch? And don't cry. Stand everybody's tears but yours. Oh, Mammy, Mammy.
You've been brave so long, Miss Scarlet. You just got to go on being brave. Think about your Pa like he used to be.
I can't think about Pa. Can't think of anything but that $300.
Ain't no good thinking about that, Miss Scarlet. Ain't nobody got that much money. Nobody but Yankees and Scalaways got that much money now.
Where?
Who that? A Yankee?
Oh, Mammy, I'm so thin and pale, and I haven't any clothes. Scoot up the attic, Mammy, and get down Ma's old box of dress patterns.
What you up to with Miss Ellen Portier?
You're going
to
make me a new dress.
Not with Miss Ellen Portier, not while I got breath in my body.
Great boy! I'm in my 40 years now. I'm going to Atlanta for that $300, and I've got to go looking like a queen.
Who's going to Atlanta with you?
I'm going alone.
That's what you think. I was going to Atlanta with you and that new dress.
Now, Mammy, darling.
No use to try to sweet talk to me, Miss Scarlet. I know you ever since I put the first pair of diapers on you. I said I was going to Atlanta with you, and what I is.
Kings and trays, huh? Oh, too good for me, Major. You know, it's a pity we couldn't afford to war out in a poker game. You'd have done better than General Grant with far less effort.
What is it, Corporal?
Sir, there's a lady to see Captain Butler. Says she's his sister.
Another sister? This is a jail, not a harem, Captain Butler.
No, Major, she ain't one of those. This one's got her mammy with her.
She has. I'd like to see this one, Major, without her mammy. Let's see. My losses for the afternoon come to what? $340. My debts do mount up, don't they, Major?
All right, Corporal. Show Captain Butler's sister to his cell.
Thank you, Major. Excuse me, gentlemen.
It's hard to be strict with a man who loses money so pleasantly.
Red!
Scarlet, my dear little sister. It's all right, Corporal. My sister has brought me no files or swords. Can I really kiss you now?
On the forehead, like a good brother.
No, thanks. I'll wait and hope for better things.
Oh, Rhett, I was so distressed when I heard you were in jail. I simply couldn't sleep for thinking. It's not true they're going to hang you.
Would you be sorry?
Oh, Rhett.
Well, don't worry. Yet. The Yankees have trumped up some charge against me, but what they're really after is my money. They seem to think I made off with the Confederate treasury.
Well, did you?
Well, what a leading question. Well, let's just talk about sordid things like money. How good of you to come and see me. And how pretty you look.
Oh, Red, how you do run on teasing a country girl like me?
Thank heavens you're not in rags. I'm tired of seeing women in rags. Turn around. Ah, you look good enough to eat. And prosperous, too.
Thank you. I've been doing very well. Everybody's doing well at Tara, only I got so bored, I just thought I'd treat myself to a visit to town.
You're a heartless creature, but that's part of your charm. You know, you've got more charm than the law allows.
Now, I didn't come here to talk silliness about me with. I came because I was so miserable at the thought of you in trouble. Oh, I know I was mad at you the night you left me on the road to Tara, and I still haven't forgiven you.
Oh, Scarlet, don't say that.
Well, I must admit I might not be alive now, only for you. And when I think of myself with everything I could possibly hope for and not a care in the world, and you here in this horrid jail, and not even a human jail, Red, a horse jail. Oh, listen to me trying to make jokes, then. When I really want to cry, in a minute I shall cry.
Scarlet, can it be possible that...
It won't be possible, Red.
That you've grown a woman's heart. A real woman's heart.
I have, Red. I know I have.
You know, it's worth being in jail just to hear you say that. It's well worth. you can drop a Moonlight and Magnolia, Scarlet. So things have been going well at Terra, have they?
Yes.
What have you been doing with your hands?
Just as I went riding last week without my gloves.
These don't belong to a lady. You've been working with them like a field hand. Why did you lie to me, and what are you really up to?
Now, Red,
in another minute, I'd almost believe you cared something.
But I do care.
Suppose we get down to the truth. You want something from me, and you want it badly enough to put on quite a show in your velvets. What is it? Money?
I want $300 to pay the taxes on Terra. Oh, Red, I did lie to you when I said everything was all right. Things are just as bad as they possibly could be. And you've got millions, Red.
What collateral are you offering?
Oh, my ear bobs.
Not interested.
Mortgage on Terra.
What would I do with a farm?
You wouldn't lose. I'd pay you back out of next year's cotton.
Not good enough. Maybe nothing better?
You once said you loved me. If you still love me, Red.
You haven't forgotten I'm not a marrying man.
No, I haven't forgotten.
You're not worth $300. You'll never mean anything but misery to any man.
Go on, insult me. I don't care what you say. Only give me the money. I won't let Tara go. I can't let her go while there's a breath left in my body. Oh, Red, won't you please give me the money?
I couldn't give you the money if I wanted to. My funds are in Liverpool, not in Atlanta. If I tried drawing a draft, the Yankees would be on me like a duck on a June bug. So you see, my dear, you've abased yourself to no purpose.
Oh! Oh!
No! Here, stop. Oh. Yankees to see you last.
Take your hands on me, you skunk. You knew what I was going to say before I started. You knew you wouldn't lend me the money, and yet you let me go on.
I enjoyed hearing what you had to say. Cheer up. You can come to my hanging, and I'll remember you in my will.
I'll come to your hanging. The only thing I'm afraid of is they won't hang you in time to pay the taxes on Terra.
Tell him Del Watley.
Where have you been lately? I thought you deserted Captain Butler.
Oh, I keep myself occupied. Help me out.
Who that? I never seen hair that color before in my life. Does you know a dyed-haired woman?
She knew that one. She'd get my money for me.
No matter what they done to you in that jail, they didn't do no more than you deserve for visiting white trash in a jail.
Fresh and green.
Right off the farm.
Hey, what you doing tonight, Susie?
That's one of those Georgia pizzas.
Nothing like that in Ohio.
You know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to give every last one of you 40 acres and a mule.
And a mule?
40 acres and a mule.
Gee! Because we're your friends.
And you're going to become voters. And you're going to vote like your friends do.
What's your hurry, sister? We'll come over this here town.
Yankees, come over. Same as they come over, all of them.
Surely it can't be Miss Scott.
Why, Frank Kennedy.
And Mammy.
It sure is good to see home, folks.
I didn't know you were in Atlanta.
I didn't know you were.
Didn't Miss Swellen tell you about my store?
Did she? I don't remember. Have you a store? Vince?
Won't you come in and look around a bit?
I don't suppose it looks like much to a lady, but I can't help being proud of it.
You're not making money.
Well, I can't complain. In fact, I'm mighty encouraged. Folks tell me I'm just a born merchant. Won't be long now before Miss Swellen and I can marry.
Oh, you're doing as well as all that?
Yes, I am, Miss Scarlet. I'm no millionaire yet, but I have cleared $1,000 already.
And lumber, too.
Well, that's only a sideline.
A sideline, Frank? With all the good Georgia pine around Atlanta and all this building going on?
Well, all that takes money, Miss Scarlet. And I got to be thinking about buying a home.
Well, what would you want a home for?
For Miss Swell and me to set up housekeeping.
Here in Atlanta. You'd want to bring her to Atlanta, wouldn't you? It wouldn't mean much help in that for Tara.
I don't rightly know what you mean, Miss Scarlet.
I don't mean a thing. Frank, how would you like to drive me out to my Aunt Pitty's?
Oh, nothing could give me more pleasure, Miss Scarlet.
I think you'd better stay to supper, too. I'm sure Aunt Pity be agreeable, and I know I'd like a good long visit with you.
Would you act on me just like a tonic, Miss Scarlet? And will you tell me all the news? All the news of Miss Sue Ellen? What's the matter, Miss Scarlet? Miss Sue Ellen's not ill, is she?
Oh, no, no. I thought surely she'd written you. I guess she was ashamed to write you. She should be ashamed. Oh, awful to have such a mean sister.
You must tell me, Miss Scarlet. Don't leave me on tenterhooks.
Well, she's going to marry one of the county boys next month. She just got tired of waiting, was afraid she'd be an old maid, and... Oh, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you. Oh, it's cold. I left my muff at home. Would you mind if I put my hand in your pocket?
Understand that.
I hate Scarlet.
It's the only thing I hate worse than Sarah. It's all my fault. I should have committed highway robbery to get that tax money for you.
I couldn't let you do anything like that. And anyway, it's done now.
Yes, it's done now. You wouldn't have let me do anything dishonorable, yet you'd sell yourself in marriage to a man you didn't love. Well, at least you won't have to worry about my helplessness anymore.
What do you mean?
I'm going to New York. I've arranged to get a position in a bank there.
But you can't do that. I counted on you to help me start a lumber business, Ashley, and I counted on you.
Oh, Scarlett, I wouldn't be any good to you. I don't know anything about the lumber business.
You know as much as you do about banking, and I'd give you half the business, Ashley.
That's generous of you, Scarlett. But it isn't that. If I go to Atlanta and take help from you again, I bury forever any hope of standing alone.
Oh, is that all? Well, you could gradually buy the business, and then it would be your own, and...
No, Scarlett.
Oh, Ashley! Scarlet, I'd have died in Atlanta, and maybe we wouldn't have had little Bo, and when I think of her picking cotton and plowing just to keep food in our mouths, I could just... Oh, my darling.
All right, Melanie. I'll go to Atlanta. I can't fight you both.
Well, there's your new millhounds, Mrs. Kennedy. The pick of all the best jails in Georgia.
Yes. Look pretty thin and weak to me, Gallagher.
Oh! They're the best you can lease, ma'am. And if you'll just give Johnny Gallagher a free hound, you'll get what you want out of them.
All right. You're the foreman. All I ask is that you keep the mill running and deliver my lumber when I want it.
Johnny Gallagher's your man, miss. But remember, no questions and no interference.
That's the boss. Start them in the morning, Gallagher.
Come on, get a move on. Come on, move on there.
But Scarlett, this isn't right, and you know it.
It's bad enough for a woman to be at business at all, but
what... What are you complaining about? You never would have owned a mill if I hadn't taken things over.
But I didn't want the mill in the first place, and we couldn't have bought it if you hadn't pressed all of our friends for the money they owed me. Isn't that right, Ashley?
What, are you running a charitable institution? I'll go back to the store, Frank, and then go home and take your medicine. You're not looking very well.
But, Sugar, don't you think you'd better come home
with me? Great balls of fire. Don't bother me anymore. Don't call me Sugar.
Oh, all right. All right. Good night, Ashley. My, my. She can get mad quicker than any woman I ever saw.
Darling, I don't like to interfere, but I do wish you'd let me hire free darkies instead of using convicts. I believe we could do better.
Darkies, but their pay would break us, and convicts are dirt cheap, and if we just give Gallagher a free hand, he could...
Free hand, you know what that means. He'll starve them and whip them. Didn't you see them? Some of them are sick, underfed.
Oh, Ashley, how you do run on? If I let you alone, you'll be giving them chicken 3 times a day and tucking them to sleep with eiderdown quilts.
Scarlett, I will not make money out of the enforced labor and misery of others.
You weren't so particular about owning slaves.
That was different. We didn't treat them that way. Besides, I'd have freed them all when Father died, if the war hadn't already freed them.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ashley. But have you forgotten what it's like without money? I found out that money's the most important thing in the world, and I don't intend ever to be without it again. I'm going to make money enough so the Yankees can never take Tara away from me. I'm going to make it the only way I know how.
But we're not the only Southerners who've suffered, Scarlett. Look at all our friends. They're keeping their honor and their kindness, too.
Yes, and they're starving. I haven't got any use for fools who won't help themselves. Oh, I know what they're saying about me, and I don't care. I'm going to make friends with the Yankee carpetbaggers, and I'm going to beat them at their own game, and you're going to beat them with me. That's it. Moving them over to that side.
Afternoon, Mrs. Kennedy.
Good afternoon.
Business is certainly growing, ain't it?
It certainly is. Scarlett, you're doing business with the same people who robbed us and tortured us and left us to starve. All that past, Mary. And I intend to make the best of things, even if they are Yankee things.
And do you know, Dolly Merriweather, that Dr. Mead actually saw her peddling lumber to those Yankees herself? And that isn't all.
I think it's shocking what she's doing to my brother, Ashley.
She's even taken to driving her own buggy. Oh!
My dear Mrs. Kennedy, my very dear Mrs. Kennedy.
Don't see how you have the gall to face me.
When I think you could have had my millions if you'd just waited a little while. Oh, how fickle is woman.
What is it you want? I have important things to do.
Would you mind satisfying my curiosity on a point which has bothered me for some time?
Well, what is it? Be quick.
Tell me, Scarlett. Do you never shrink from marrying men you don't love?
How did you ever get out of jail? Why didn't they hang you?
Oh, that. Not much trouble. There's nothing much the money won't buy. I observe has even bought you the Honorable Mr. Wilkes.
So you still hate Ashley Wilkes? You know I believe you're jealous of him.
You still think you're the belle of the county, don't you? That you're the cutest little trick in shoe leather. And that every man you meet is dying of love for you.
Let me buy.
Don't be angry, Scarlett. Tell me, where are you going?
Going out to the mill, if it's any of your business.
Through Shanty Town alone? Haven't you been told that it's dangerous to drive alone through all that riffraff?
Don't worry about me. I can shoot straight. I don't have to shoot too far.
What a woman.
Give me a quarter.
Let go of my horse.
Hold it, horse.
Help me.
Give me that gun.
Thank you.
you hurt, Miss Garner? Did they hurt you? Don't you cry, Miss Garner. The gym will get you out of this in a jiffy. Horse make tracks.
You get to Tara just as quick as you can and stay there.
I sure will. I've had enough of them carpetbaggers. Thank you, Mr. Frank. Goodbye, Miss Scarlett.
Goodbye, Sam. And thank you.
Scarlett, change your dress and go over to Miss Melly's for the evening. I've got to go to a political meeting.
A political meeting? How can you go to a political meeting after what I've been through this afternoon?
Oh, sugar. You're more scared than hurt.
Nobody cares about me. You all act as though we're nothing at all. The men talk about protecting our women, and then after what happened to me this afternoon, Frank has to go to a political meeting. And if it won't pain you too much, India Wilkes, I'd be much obliged if you'll tell me why you're staring at me. Has my face gone green or something?
It won't pain me. What happened this afternoon was just what you deserved. And if there was any justice, you'd have gotten worse.
Oh, India, hush up. Oh, let her talk, Melanie. She's always hated me. Ever since I took your brother Charles away from her, though she's too much of a hypocrite to admit it. Why, if she thought anybody'd take after her, she'd walk down the street naked.
I do hate you. You've done all you could to lower the prestige of decent people. And now you've endangered the lives of our men because they've got to...
India, I don't think we'd better say any more, or one of us will be saying too much.
What's going on around here that I don't know about?
Somebody's coming up the wall. Somebody that ain't Mr. Ashley.
Will you hand me the pistol, please, Miss Meade? Whoever it is, we know nothing.
Where have they gone? Now, you've got to tell me, Mrs. Wilkes, it's life or death.
Don't tell him anything. He's a Yankee spy.
Quickly, please. There may still be time.
How did you know?
I've been playing poker with two Yankee captains. The Yankees knew there'd be trouble tonight and sent the cavalry out to be ready for it. Your husband and his friends are walking into a trap.
Don't tell him. He's trying to trap you. Out the Decatur Road. The old Sullivan plantation. The house is burned. They're meeting in the cellar.
I'll do what I can.
What's all this about? If you don't tell me, I'll go crazy.
We thought it best not to tell you, Scarlett, but Ashley and Frank and the others have gone to clean out those woods where you were attacked. It's what a great many of our southern gentlemen have had to do lately for our protection.
And if they're captured, they'll be hanged, Scarlett. And it will be your fault.
Another word, and you go out of this house, India. Scarlett did what she thought she had to do. And our men are doing what they think they have to do.
Frank. And Ashley. Oh, it isn't possible.
There's horses, Miss Melly. Here they come.
You're sewing. You're sewing. Open the door, Mammy.
Good evening, Mrs. Kennedy. Which of you ladies is Mrs. Wilkes?
I am Mrs. Wilkes.
I should like to speak to Mr. Wilkes, if you please.
He's not here.
Are you sure?
Don't you doubt Miss Melly's word.
I meant no disrespect, Mrs. Wilkes. If you'll give me your word, I won't search the house.
Search if you like, but Mr. Wilkes is at a political meeting at Mr. Kennedy's store.
He's not at the store, and there's no meeting tonight. No political meeting. We'll wait outside till he and his friends return. Sergeant, surround the house. Put a man on each door and window.
Yes.
Keep on with your sewing, ladies. And I'll read aloud. The personal history and experience of David Copperfield. Chapter 1. I'm born. To begin my life with the beginning of my life, I record that I was born. Chapter 9, I have a memorable birthday. I pass over all that happened at school until the anniversary of my birthday came round in March. Except that Steerforth was more to be admired than ever, I remember nothing. He was going away at the end of the half year, if not sooner, and was more spirited and independent than before in my eyes, and therefore more engaging than before, but beyond this, I remember nothing. The great... I remember nothing. Nellie, they're drunk. Leave this to me, Scott. And please, say nothing. You stupid fool.
Quiet! Will you shut up, for the love of...
Hello, Millie.
So you've got my husband intoxicated again, Captain Butler. Well, bring him in.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Wilkes. Your husband's under arrest.
If you arrest all the men who get intoxicated in Atlanta, you must have a good many Yankees in jail, Captain.
Well, I don't...
Bring him in, Captain Butler, if you can walk yourself.
Wait a minute.
I want to tell you something.
Listen, Doctor, I'm not...
Put him down that chair. Now, Captain Butler, will you please leave my house and try to remember not to come here again?
Well, now, that's fine thanks I get for bringing him home and not leaving him on the streets in this shameful condition.
Now, boys, all together.
Don't come to me. I'm astonished at you. Oh, Ashley, how can you do this to me?
I ain't so very drunk, Millie.
Take him into the bedroom, ma'am, and lay him out on the bed as usual.
Don't touch him. He's under arrest. Sergeant!
Now, Tom, what do you want to arrest him for? I've seen him drunker. I've seen you drunker. And you've seen me.
He can lie in the gutter for all I care. I'm not a policeman. But he led a raid tonight on that shanty town where Mrs. Kennedy got into trouble this afternoon. A lot of those shanties were burned. A couple of men were killed. It's about time you rebels learned you can't take the law into your own hands. Well, what are you laughing at?
This isn't your night to teach that lesson, Tom. These two have been with me tonight. Yes, sir.
With you, Rhett? Where?
I don't like to say in the presence of ladies.
You'd better say.
Come out on the porch and I'll tell you.
Speak out, Captain Butler. I think I have a right to know where my husband's been.
Well, ma'am, we dropped in on a friend of mine. And the captain's. Mrs. Belle Watley. We played cards, drank champagne, and, well...
Now you've done it. Did you have to show me up in front of my wife?
Now, I hope you're satisfied, Tom. These ladies won't be on speaking terms with their husbands tomorrow.
Well, Red, I had no idea. Look here, will you take an oath that they were with you tonight at Bell's?
Ask Belle if you don't believe me. She'll tell you, Captain.
Will you give me your word as a gentleman?
As a gentleman?
Why, certainly, Tom. Well, if I've made a mistake, I'm sorry. I hope you'll forgive me, Mrs. Wilkes.
If you'll go and leave us in peace, please.
Well, I say I'm sorry. Well, I am sorry. Come on, Sergeant.
Lock that door. Pull down the shades.
Oh, Ashley.
It's all right. It's only in the shoulder. Get him on the bed where I can dress the wound.
I think I can walk. Oh,
it's not worth the effort. Which way?
In here.
Mammy, I'll want some hot water.
Yes.
And lint for bandages. Now, what can I use for a probe if I only had my bag?
Were you really there? What did it look like? Does she have cutlass, chandeliers, plush curtains, and dozens of mirrors?
Good heavens, Mrs. Mead, remember yourself.
Now, Captain Butler, tell me what happened. All that happened.
I was too late. When I got to the old Sullivan place, there'd already been a skirmish with the Yankees. Now Mr. Wilkes wounded and Dr. Meade was with him. I had to prove they had been somewhere. Any place but where they were. So I took them to Bell's.
And she took them in?
He's by way of being an old friend of mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I couldn't think up a more dignified alibi.
This isn't the first time you've come between me and disaster, Captain Butler. It isn't likely that I'd question any device of yours. And now I'll go and see what Dr. Mead needs.
No interest in what's become of your old husband, Mrs. Kennedy?
Did Frank go with you to Belle Watling?
No.
Well, where is he?
He's lying out on Decatur Road. Shot through the head. He's dead.
Miss Watling. Oh, Miss Watling. Won't you come in the house? Oh, no. I couldn't do that, Miss Wilkes. You come in and sit a minute with me. How can I thank you enough for what you did for us? How can any of us thank you enough?
I got your note saying you were going to call on me and thank me. Why, Miss Wilkes, you must have lost your mind. Come up here as soon as it was dark to tell you you mustn't even think of any such thing. Why, I'm... Well, you're... Well, it wouldn't be fitting at all.
It wouldn't be fitting for me to call and thank a kind woman who saved my husband's life?
Miss Wilkes, there ain't never been a lady in this town nice to me like you was. I mean about the money for the hospital, you know. And I don't forget a kindness. And I got to thinking about you being left a widow with a little boy. Mr. Wilkes got hung and... Nice little boy, your boy's Miss Wilkes. I got a boy myself, so I...
Oh, you have? Does he live?
Oh, no, he ain't here in Atlanta. He ain't never been here. He's off at school. I ain't seen him since he was little. Well, anyways, if it had been that Miss Kennedy's husband by himself, I wouldn't have lifted a finger no matter what Captain Butler said. She's a mighty cold woman, prancing about Atlanta by herself. She killed her husband, same as if she shot him.
You mustn't say unkind things about my sister, Lou.
Oh. Please don't please me, Miss Wilkes. I forgot how you liked her. But she just ain't in the same class with you, and I can't help it if I think so. Well, anyways, I gotta be going. I'm scared somebody will recognize this carriage if I stayed here any longer. That wouldn't do you no good. And Ms. Wilkes, if you ever see me on the street, you don't have to speak to me. I'll understand.
I should be proud to speak to you. Proud to be under obligation to you. I hope we meet again.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be fitting. Good night, Ms. Wilkes.
Good night, Ms. Wadley. And you're wrong about Miss Kennedy. She's broken-hearted about her husband.
Miss Scarlett, Captain Butler here to see you. I told him you was prostrate with grief.
Tell him I'll be right down, Manny.
Well,
She says she's coming. I don't know why she's coming, but she's a-coming.
You don't like me, Mammy. Now, don't you argue with me. You don't. You really don't.
It's no good, Scarlett.
What?
The cologne.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
I mean, you've been drinking. Brandy. Quite a lot.
But what if I have? Is that any of your affair?
Don't drink alone, Scarlett. People always find out, and it ruins their reputation. What is it? This is more than losing old Frank.
Oh, Red. I'm so afraid.
I don't believe it. You've never been afraid in your life.
I'm afraid now. I'm afraid of dying and going to hell.
You look pretty healthy. And maybe there isn't any hell.
Oh, there is. I know there is. I was raised on it.
Well, far be it for me to question the teachings of childhood. Tell me what you've done that hell yawns before you.
I ought never to have married Frank to begin with. He was so Ellen's born. He loved her and not me. And I made him miserable. I killed him. Yes, I did. I killed him. Oh, Red. For the first time, I'm finding out what it is to be sorry for something I've done.
Dry your eyes. If you had it all to do over again, you'd do no differently. You're like the thief who isn't the least bit sorry he stole, but he's terribly, terribly sorry he's going to jail.
Oh, I'm glad Mother's dead. I'm glad she's dead so she can't see me. I always wanted to be like her, calm and kind. I certainly have turned out disappointing.
You know, Scarlett, I think you're on the verge of a crying jay. So I'll change the subject and say what I came to say.
Say it then and get out. What is it?
That I can't go on any longer without you.
Oh, you really are the most ill-bred man to come here at a time like this.
I made up my mind you were the only woman for me, Scarlett, the first day I saw you at 12 Oaks. Now that you've got your lumber mill and Frank's money, you won't come to me as you did to the jail. So I see I shall have to marry you.
I never heard of such bad taste.
Would you be more convinced if I fell to my knees?
Tell me loose your vomit and get out of here.
Forgive me for startling you with the impetuosity of my sentiments, my dear Scarlett. I mean, my dear Mrs. Kennedy. But it cannot have escaped your notice that for some time past, the friendship I have felt for you has ripened into a deeper feeling. A feeling more beautiful, more pure, more sacred. Dare I name it? Can it be love?
Get up off your knees. I don't like your common joke.
This is an honorable proposal of marriage, made at what I consider a most opportune moment. I can't go all my life waiting to catch you between husbands.
You're coarse, and you're conceited. And I think this conversation's gone far enough. Besides, I shall never marry again.
Oh, yes, you will. And you'll marry me.
You? You? I don't love you. And I don't like being married.
Did you ever think of marrying just for fun?
Marriage fun? Fiddly-dee. Fun for men, you mean. Oh, hush up. Do you want me to hear you outside?
You've been married to a boy and an old man. Why not try a husband of the right age? With a way with women.
You're a fool, Red Butler. When you know I shall always love another man.
Stop it. You hear me, Scarlett? Stop it. No more of that talk.
Don't. I shall faint.
I want you to faint. This is what you were meant for. None of the fools you've ever known have kissed you like this, have they? Your Charles or your Frank or your stupid Ashley. Say you're going to marry me. Say yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Are you sure you meant it? You don't want to take it back?
No.
Look at me. And try to tell me the truth. Did you say yes because of my money?
Well, yes, partly.
Partly?
Well, you know, Red, money does help. And, of course, I'm fond of you.
Fond of me?
Well, if I said I was madly in love with you, you'd know I was lying. But you've always said we had a lot in common.
Yes, you're right, my dear. I'm not in love with you any more than you are with me. Heaven help the man who ever really loves you. Well, what kind of a ring would you like, my darling?
Oh, a diamond ring. And do buy a great big one, Red.
You shall have the biggest and the most vulgar ring in Atlanta. I'll take you to New Orleans for the most expensive honeymoon my ill-gotten gains can buy.
Oh, that would be just heavenly.
And I think I'll buy your trousseau for you, too.
Oh, Red, how wonderful. But you won't tell anybody, will you, Red?
Still the little hypocrite.
Well, aren't you going to kiss me goodbye?
Don't you think you've had enough kissing for one afternoon?
Oh, you're impossible. You can go, and I don't care if you never come back.
But I will come back. What are you thinking about, Scarlett?
I'm thinking about how rich we are. Red, I can keep the lumber business too, can't I?
Yes, of course you can, if it abuses you. And now that you're so rich, you can tell everybody to go to the devil, as you've always said you wanted to.
But you were the main one I wanted to go to the devil.
Scrape the place, Scott. I'm sure there's more in the kitchen.
Oh, well, what about this toddler, my stuff in the rack?
If you don't stop being such a butt, you'll get as fat as Mammy. And I'll divorce you. Don't you think it would be nice if you bought something for Mammy, too?
Why should I buy her a present when she called us both mules?
Mules? Why mules?
Yes. She said we could give ourselves air and get ourselves all licked up like race horses, but we were just mules and horse harness, and we didn't fool anybody.
I never heard anything more true. Mammy's a smart old soul. And one of the few people I know whose respect I'd like to have.
Well, I won't give her a thing. She doesn't deserve it.
Then I'll take her a petticoat. I remember my mammy always said that when she went to heaven, she wanted a red taffeta petticoat, so stiff that it would stand by itself, and so rustly that the Lord would think it was made of angel's wings.
Well, she won't take it from you. She'd rather die than wear it.
That may be, but I'm making the gesture just the same.
You were having another nightmare.
Oh, Red. And I was so cold and hungry and so tired. I couldn't find it. I ran through the mist and I couldn't find it.
Find what, honey?
Oh, I don't know. I always dream the same dream and I never know. It seems to be hidden in the mist.
Darling.
Oh, Red, do you think I'll ever dream that I've found it and that I'm safe?
Dreams don't work that way. But when you get used to being safe and warm, you'll stop dreaming that dream. And, Scarlett, I'm going to see that you are safe.
Red, would you do something for me if I asked you?
You know I would.
Will you take me away from here?
Don't you like New Orleans?
Oh, I love New Orleans, but I want to go home and visit Tara. Will you take me to Tara?
Yes, Scott. Of course I will. We'll go tomorrow.
You get your strength in this red earth of Tara, Scott. You're part of it, and it's part of you.
Oh, Red, I'd give anything to have Tara the way it was before the war.
Would you? Then go ahead and make it that way. Spend whatever you want. Make it as fine a plantation as it ever was.
Oh, Red. Red, you are good to me. And can we still have our big new house in Atlanta?
Yes. And it can be as ornate as you want. Marble terraces, stained glass windows and all.
Oh, Red, won't everyone be jealous? I want everybody who's been mean to me to be pea green with envy. I don't care. Scarlett hate building that new house just to show off. And even taking out servants. Oh, darling, you mustn't think unkindly of her. She's made it possible for us to keep Tara, always.
Yes, and what good is Tara? She has three husbands, and I'll be an old maid!
Great Jehoshaphat! Great Jehoshaphat!
Hossy, we sure is rich now.
Tain't quality.
That's ridiculous. Why can't I go in? Entitled to at least see what my own child looks like.
You control yourself, Mr. Red. You'll be seeing this for a long time. I'd like to apologize, Mr. Red, about this not being a boy.
Oh, hush your mouth, Mammy. Who wants a boy? Boy can't be used to anybody. Don't you think I'm proof of that?
Have a drink of sherry, Mammy.
Mammy, she is beautiful, isn't she?
She sure is.
Did you ever see a prettier one?
Well, sir, Miss Scarlet was might not that pretty when she come, but not quite.
Have another glass.
Mammy, what's that rustling noise I hear?
Laws, Mr. Red, that ain't nothing but my red silk petticoat you done give me.
Nothing but your petticoat? I don't believe it. Let me see. Pull up your skirt.
Mr. Red, you is bad. Yo, Lord.
You sure took a long enough time about wearing it.
Yes, sir. Too long.
No more mule and horses harness?
Mr. Red, Miss Scarlet was bad telling you about that. You ain't hold that against old Mammy, is you?
No, I ain't holding it against you. I just wanted to know. Have another glass, man. Yeah, take the whole bottle.
Dr. Mead says you may go in now, Captain Butler.
This sure is a happy day to me. I done died for 3 generations of this family's girl. And it sure is a happy day.
Oh, yes, Mammy. The happiest days are when babies come. I wish... Oh, Mammy, she's beautiful. What do you suppose they'll name?
Miss Scarlet done told me if it was a girl, she's going to name it Eugenia Victoria.
Yes, she's a beautiful baby. The most beautiful baby ever. Yes. Do you know that this is your birthday? That you're a week old today? Yes, I'm going to buy her a pony the likes of which this town has never seen. Yes, I'm going to send her to the best schools in Charleston. Yes, and her'll be received by the best families in the South. And when it comes time for her to marry, well, she'll be a little princess.
You certainly are making a fool of yourself.
Well, why shouldn't I?
She's the first person who's ever completely belonged to me.
Great balls of fire. I had the baby, didn't I? Melanie, may I come in? Come in, Melly.
Yes. Come in and look at my daughter's beautiful blue eyes.
But, Captain Butler, most babies have blue eyes when they're born. Don't try and tell him anything, Melly. He knows everything about babies.
Nevertheless, her eyes are blue, and they're going to stay blue.
As blue as the Bonnie Blue flag.
That's it. That's what we'll call her. Bonnie Blue Butler.
Try again, Mammy.
Twenty inches.
I grew up as big as Aunt Pity. You simply got to make it 18 and a half again, Mammy.
You done had a baby, Miss Scarlet, and you ain't never going to be no 18 and a half inches again. Never. And ain't nothing to do about it.
There is something to do about it. I'm just not going to get old and fat before my time. I just won't have any more babies.
I heard Mr. Red say that he'd be wanting a son next year.
Oh, tell Captain Butler I decided not to go out after all. I'll have supper in my room. Where you have your supper? Where?
Yes?
You see, well, I've decided... Well, I hope I don't have any more children.
My pet? I told you before Bonnie was born. It's immaterial to me whether you have one child or 20.
No, but you know what I... Do you know what I mean?
I do. And do you know I can divorce you for this?
You're just low enough to think of something like that. If you had any chivalry in you, or would it be nice, like... Well, look at Ashley Wilkes. Melanie can't have any more children, and he...
You've been to the lumber office this afternoon, haven't you?
What has that got to do with it?
Quite the little gentleman, Ashley. Pray go on, Mrs. Butler.
It's no use. You wouldn't understand.
You know, I'm sorry for you, Scarlett.
Sorry for me?
Yes, sorry for you, because you're throwing away happiness with both hands and reaching out for something that'll never make you happy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you were free and Miss Melly were dead and you had your precious honorable Ashley, you think you'd be happy with him? You'd never know him. Never even understand his mind. Any more than you understand anything except money.
Never mind about that. What I want to know is...
You may keep your sanctity, Scarlett. It'll work no hardship on me.
You mean to say you don't care?
The world is full of many things and many people. And I shan't be lonely. I'll find comfort elsewhere.
Well, that's fine. But I warn you, just in case you change your mind, I intend to lock my door.
Why bother? If I wanted to come in, no lock could keep me up.
Knew that most women were cheats, hypocritical and hard, but this one...
Oh, Red, it ain't no use.
What do you mean?
I mean you're poisoned with her. I don't care what she's done to you. You're still in love with her. Don't think it pleasures me none to say.
Maybe so, but I'm through with her, I tell you, I'm through.
You got to think of the child. Child's worth 10 of the mother.
You're a shrewd woman, Belle, and a very nice one.
Yes, Rick?
I was just thinking of the difference between you and... You're both hard-headed businesswomen, and you're both successful. But you've got a heart, pal. And you're honest.
Goodbye, Rick.
Goodbye, Belle.
Be a wonderful horsewoman. Look at those hands. And that seat.
Oh, fiddly-dee. Just why we have to wheel a baby when we have a house full of servants.
Good morning, Mrs. Merriweather.
Good morning, Captain Butler. Good morning, Scarlett.
Making fools of ourselves in front of these old buffaloes.
If you'd have thought of your position years ago, you wouldn't have to do this. But as it is, we're going to cultivate every female dragon of the old guard in this town. Good morning, Mrs. Whiting.
Good morning, Captain Butler. Good morning, Scarlett.
All the millionaire speculators turning respectable.
All of our money can't buy what I want for Bonnie. Oh, I'll admit I've been at fault, too. But Bonnie's going to have her place among decent people. Yes, even if we both have to crawl on our bellies to every fat old cat. Good morning, Mrs. Meade.
Good morning, Captain Butler. Good morning, Scarlett.
Mrs. Merriweather, I've always had a great regard for your knowledge. I wonder if you could give me some advice.
Why, certainly, Captain Butler.
My Bonnie's such a thumb, I can't make her stop it.
You should make her stop it. It'll ruin the shape of her mouth.
I know. And she has such a beautiful mouth, too. I tried putting soap on her nails.
Soap? Bah! Put quinine on her thumb, and she'll stop sucking it quick enough.
Quinine? I never would have thought of it. I can't thank you enough, Mrs. Merriweather. You've taken a great load off my mind. Good morning.
Good morning, Dolly. Wasn't that Captain Butler?
Good morning, Caroline. I was just thinking, there must be a great deal of good in a man who would love a child so much.
But of course there is. Oh, did I tell you that Fanny Elson told Dr. Meade that Captain Butler finally admitted that he was honored by the Confederate Congress for his services at the Battle of Franklin?
No. And did I tell you, Caroline, that Captain Butler made a stupendous contribution to the Association for the Beautification of the Graves of the Glorious Dead?
No.
My little grandbaby, Napoleon Picard, is giving a party for Bonnie next week.
Why, Dolly Merriweather, you know right well it was my idea to give a party for Bonnie Butler.
Why, Caroline, me, how can
you
say a thing like that?
You know
quite well that I've been planning this for a month. I've never heard of this thing in all my born life.
Hey, Dolly,
Now watch Daddy put your pony over, Bonnie. Now what?
Wee, Daddy, not me, not me.
All right, Dolly. Put her on, Bork. Whoa. Up we go.
Oh, there. Lord and mercy, there he goes again.
Grip tightly with your legs and sit close. Lean forward and be sure you go with him. Hold your reins properly and a firm hand.
Up. Woo! That was fine. I knew you'd do it. When you get a little older, I'll take you to Kentucky and Virginia. You'll be the greatest horsewoman in the South. Give your daddy a kiss.
Mr. Rhett! Mr.
Rhett! Did you see her, Mammy? Wasn't she wonderful?
Mr. Rhett, I done told you and told you. It just ain't fitting for a girl child to ride a straddle with her dress line up.
All right, Mammy, I'll teach you to ride side saddle. I'll buy her a blue velvet riding habit. She'll love that.
A nice black broadcloth is what little girls wear.
Oh, now, Mammy, be reasonable.
Well, I don't think it's fitting, but... It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting. It ain't fitting.
My scarf. What are you doing downtown this time of day?
Well, Ashley, I just...
Why aren't you helping Millie get ready for my surprise birthday party?
Why, Ashley Wilkes, you aren't supposed to know anything about that. Millie'd be so disappointed if you weren't surprised.
I won't let on. I'll be the most surprised man in Atlanta. Well, as long as you're here, let me show you the books. So you can see just how bad a businessman I really am.
Oh, don't let's fool with any books today. When I'm wearing a new bonnet, all the figures I ever knew go right slab out of my head.
The figures are well lost when the bonnet's as pretty as that one. Scarlet, you know, you get prettier all the time. You haven't changed a bit since the day of our last barbecue at 12 Oaks, where you sat under a tree surrounded by dozens of bulbs.
That girl doesn't exist anymore. Nothing's turned out as I expected, Ashley. Nothing.
Yes, we've traveled a long road since the old days, haven't we, Scarlet? Oh, the lazy days. Warm, still country twilight. The high, soft Negro laughter from the quarters. The golden warmth and security of those days.
Ashley, don't look back. It drags at your heart to... You can't do anything but look back.
I didn't mean to make you sad, my dear. I'd never want you to be anything but completely happy.
Invited into the sanctuary? You're not ready for Melanie's party.
I've got a headache, Whit. You go without me and make my excuses to Melanie.
What a white-livered little coward you are. Get up. You're going to that party and you'll have to hurry.
Has India dead?
Yes, my dear. India has. Everyone in town knows the story and every man, too.
You should have killed him spreading lies.
I have a strange way of not killing people who tell the truth. No time to argue now. Get up.
I won't go. I can't go until this misunderstanding is cleared up.
You're not going to cheat Miss Melly out of the satisfaction of publicly ordering you out of her house.
There was nothing wrong. India hates me, so I can't go where I couldn't face
if
it.
If you don't show your face tonight, you'll never be able to show it in this town as long as you live. Well, that wouldn't bother me. You're not going to ruin Bonnie's chances. You're going to that party if only for her sake. Now get dressed. Nothing modest or matronly will do for this occasion. And put on plenty of rouge. I want you to look your part tonight. Good night, Scarlett.
But, Red, you can...
You go into the arena alone. The lions are hungry for you.
Oh, Red, don't leave me. Don't.
I'm not afraid.
What a lovely dress, Scarlett, darling. India wasn't able to come tonight. Will you be an angel? I do need you to help me receive my guests. It's me. Here's our darling Scarlett.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Why, Scarlett.
Good evening.
Good evening, Miss Scarlett.
Mrs. Buckley. Ashley, aren't you going to get our Scarlett a glass of punch?
Did you have a good time tonight at Miss Mellie's party, child?
Yes, yes. Now, Nanny, be sure and leave word. Captain Butler asks for me when he comes back. I'm asleep.
Yes.
Come in, Mrs. Butler. Come here. Sit down. No reason why you shouldn't have your nightcap, even if I am here.
I didn't want a drink. I heard a noise.
You heard nothing of the kind. You wouldn't have come down if you'd thought I was here. You must need a drink badly.
I do not.
Take it. Don't give yourself airs. I know you drink on the quiet, and I know how much you drink. You think I care if you like your brandy?
You're drunk, and I'm going to bed.
I'm very drunk, and I intend getting still drunker before the evening's over. But you're not going to bed. Not yet. Sit down. So she stood by you, did she? How does it feel to have the woman you've wronged cloak your sins for you? You're wondering if she knows all about you and Ashley. You're wondering if she did it just to save her face. You're thinking that she's a fool for doing it, even if it did save your hide, but...
I will not listen.
Yes, you'll listen. Miss Mellie's a fool, but not the kind you think. It's just that there's too much honor in her to ever conceive of dishonor in anyone she loves. And she loves you. Though just why she does, I'm sure I don't know.
If you weren't so drunk and insulting, I could explain everything. As it is, though...
You get out of that chair once more... Of course, the comic figure in all this is the long-suffering Mr. Wilkes. Mr. Wilkes, who can't be mentally faithful to his wife and won't be unfaithful to her technically. Why doesn't he make up his mind?
Fred, you...
Observe my hands, my dear. I could tear you to pieces with them. And I'd do it if it'd take Ashley out of your mind forever. But it wouldn't. So I'll remove him from your mind forever this way. I'll put my hands so, one on each side of your head, and I'll smash your skull between them like a walnut. That'll block him out.
Take your hands off me, you drunken fool.
You know, I've always admired your spirit, my dear. Never more than now when you're cornered.
I'm not cornered. You'll never corner me, Red Butler, or frighten me. You've lived in dirt so long you can't understand anything else. And you're jealous of something you can't understand. Good night.
Jealous, am I? Yes, I suppose I am. Even though I know you've been faithful to me all along.
How do I know?
Because I know Ashley Wilkes and his honorable breed. They're gentlemen. That's more than I can say for you or for me. We're not gentlemen. And we have no honor, have we?
It's not that easy, Scarlett.
Turn me out while you chase Ashley Wilkes, while you dream of Ashley Wilkes.
This is one night you're not turning me out.
Morning, Mammy.
Well, this misery in my back ain't so good. You act mighty happy this morning, Miss Scarlett.
I am, Mammy, I am.
Oh, she wept with delight when he gave her a smile and trembled with fear at his frown.
Hello. I'd like to extend my apology for my conduct of last night.
Oh, but Red.
I was very drunk and quite swept off my feet by your charms.
Oh, you needn't bother to apologize. Nothing you ever do surprises me.
Scarlett, I've been thinking things over, and I really believe it would be better for both of us if we admitted we'd made a mistake and got a divorce.
A divorce?
Yes. There's no point in our holding on to each other, is there? I'll provide for you amply. You've plenty of grounds. Just give me Bunny, and you can say what you please, and I won't contest it.
Thank you very much. But I wouldn't dream of disgracing the family with a divorce.
You'd disgrace it quick enough if Ashley were free. Makes my head spin to think how quickly you divorce me. Wouldn't you, Scarlett? Well, answer me. Wouldn't you?
Will you please go now and leave me alone?
Yes, I'm going. That's what I came to tell you. I'm going on a very extended trip to London. And I'm leaving today.
Oh.
And I'm taking Bonnie with me. So you'll please get her little duds packed right away.
You'll never take my child out of this house.
She's my child, too, Scarlett. And you're making a mistake if you think I'm leaving her here with a mother who hasn't the decency to consider her own reputation.
You're a fine one to talk. Do you think I'll let that child get out of this house when you'll probably have a round with people like that Bell?
If you were a man, I'd break your neck for that. As it is, I'll thank you to shut your stupid mouth. As for you giving yourself pious airs about your motherhood, why, a cat's a better mother than you are. You have her things packed and ready for me in an hour, or I warn you. I've always thought a good lashing with a buggy whip would benefit you immensely.
Excuse me, Mr. Red.
Hello, Uncle Red.
Hello, hello, folks.
Daddy, Daddy, where have you been? I've been waiting for you all morning.
Well, I've been hunting for a rabbit skin to wrap my little Bonnie. Give your best sweetheart a kiss. Bonnie, I'm going to take you on a long trip to Fairyland.
Well, well.
I'm going to show you the Tower of London, where the little princes were. And London Bridge.
London Bridge? Will it be falling down?
Well, it will if you wanted to, darling.
Daddy, Doc! Doc! Doc!
matter with my Bonnie?
A bear!
Oh, a bear? A big bear?
Dreadful bear! And he's got my kids!
Well, I'll stay here and shoot him if he comes back.
Good evening, Mr. Butler.
Haven't I told you you're never to leave this child alone in the dark?
If you pardon me, sir, children are often afraid of the dark, but they get over it. If you just let her scream for a night or two.
Let her scream? Either you're a fool or the most inhuman woman I've ever seen.
Well, of course, sir, if you want her to grow up nervous and cowardly.
Cowardly? There isn't a cowardly bone in her body. You're discharged.
As you say, sir.
You have to hear in the little me.
I want to go home.
Miss Bonnie! Captain Butler! Miss Bonnie!
Hello, Mommy!
Honey, child!
Baby, darling baby, you glad to be home?
Daddy gave me a kitten.
Oh, you little
London's
kitten.
London's a horrible place.
Kitten. Oh, my darling.
Where's my pony? I want to go out and see my pony.
You go out and see your pony.
Where's my pony? I want to go out and see my pony.
You run along with Mammy.
Come on, honey. Go
with Mammy.
Mammy, show her. Miss you,
honey. Mrs. Butler, I believe.
Mammy said you'd come back.
But only to bring Bonnie. Apparently any mother, even a bad one, is better for a child than none.
You mean you're going away again?
What perception, Mrs. Butler? Right away. In fact, I left my bags at the station.
Oh.
You're looking pale. Is there a shortage of room? Or can this oneness mean you've been missing me?
If I'm pale, it's your fault. Not because I've been missing you, but because...
Pray continue, Mrs. Butler.
It's because I'm going to have a baby.
Indeed. And who's the happy father?
You know it's yours. I don't want it any more than you do. No woman wants a child of a cad like you. I wish it were anybody's child but yours.
Well, cheer up. Maybe you'll have an accident.
Don't you understand? She's delirious.
Red. I want Red.
What's the matter, honey? Did you call somebody, child?
It's no use. It's no use.
Yet.
Scarlett's dead.
Oh, no. She's much better. Really, she is. There, there,
Susan Butler, you're beside yourself. She'll very soon be well again. I promise you.
No, you don't understand. She never wanted this baby.
Not want a baby? Why, every woman wants a baby.
Yes, you want children, but she doesn't. Not my children. She told me she didn't want any more children. And I wanted to hurt her because she'd hurt me. And I wanted to, and I did.
Hush, Captain Butler, you mustn't tell me these things. It's not fit.
I didn't know about this baby until the other day when she fell. If I'd only known, I'd have come straight home, whether she wanted me home or not.
Well, of course you would.
And then when she told me, there on the steps, what did I do? What did I say? I laughed and I said...
But you didn't mean it. I know you didn't mean it.
No, but I did mean it. I was crazy with jealousy. She never cared for me. I thought I could make her care, but I couldn't.
You're so wrong. Scarlett loves you a great deal. Much more than she knows.
If that were only true, I could wait forever. If she'd only forgive me, forget this ever happened.
She will. You must be patient.
It's not possible. You don't understand. If you only knew who she really loved, you wouldn't believe it.
Surely you haven't listened to idle gossip. No, Captain Butler. I wouldn't believe it. What? There. Scarlett's going to get well, and there can be other babies.
No. She couldn't even if she wanted to, after what she's been through.
Well, of course she could. I'm going to.
No, Miss Miller, you mustn't risk it. It's too dangerous.
Children are life renewing itself, Captain Butler. And when life is that, danger seems very unimportant.
I've never before known anyone who was really brave. I pray God things go well with you, Miss Miller. And I want to thank you for all you've done for me and for Scarlett. From my heart, I thank you.
Miss Scarlett's feeling a heap better today, Mr. Red.
Thank you. I've come to ask your forgiveness. In the hope that we can give our life together another chance.
Our life together? When do we ever have a life together?
Yes, you're right. But I'm sure if we could only try again, we could be happy.
What is there to make us happy now?
Well, there's Bonnie, and I love you, Scarlett.
When did you discover that?
I've always loved you. But you've never given me a chance to show it.
Well, and just what do you want me to do?
To begin with, give up the mill, Scarlett. We'll go away. We'll take Bonnie with us, and we'll have another honeymoon.
Give up the mill? But why should I? It's making more money than it ever did.
Yes, I know, but we don't need it. Sell it. Or better still, give it to Ashley. Melanie's been such a friend to both of us.
Melanie, always Melanie. Don't you think a little more about me?
I am thinking of you. And I'm thinking that, well, maybe it's the mill that's taking you away from me. And from Bonnie.
I know what you're thinking. And don't try to bring Bonnie into this. You're the one that's taking her away from me.
But she loves you.
You've done everything possible to make her love you and not me. Why, she's so spoiled now that...
Mommy, Daddy, watch me.
We're watching, darling. You're mighty pretty, precious.
So are you. I'm going to jump. Watch me, Daddy.
I don't think you ought to do much jumping yet, Bonnie. Remember, you just learned to ride side saddle.
I will so jump. I can jump better than ever because I've grown. And I moved the bar higher.
Don't let
me
do it, Red.
No, Bonnie, you can't. Well, if you fall off, don't cry and blame me.
Red, stop.
Bonnie! Bonnie!
Just like Paul. Just like Paul.
Bonnie! Bonnie!
Miss Melly, I sure is glad you've come.
Oh, Melly, this house house won't seem the same without Bonnie. How's Miss Scarlett bearing it?
Miss Melly, this year's done broke her heart. But I didn't fetch you here on Miss Scarlett's account. What that child got to stand, the good Lord give us strength to stand. It's Mr. Red I'm worried about. He'd have lost his mind these last couple of days.
Oh, no, Mammy, no.
I ain't never seen no man, black or white, since it's store on any child. When Dr. Meade say her neck broke, Mr. Red grabbed his gun and run out there and shoot that poor pony. And for a minute, I think he go out to shoot himself.
Oh, poor Captain Butler.
And yes, and Miss Scarlett, she called him a murderer for teaching that child to jump. She said, you give him my baby what you killed. And then he say, Miss Scarlett ain't never cared nothing about Miss Buckley. It like to turn my blood cold, the things they say to one another.
Stop, Mammy, don't tell me anymore.
And then that night, Mr. Red, he locked himself in the nursery with Miss Buckley. But he wouldn't even open the door when Miss Scarlett beat on and hollered to him. And that's where it's been for 2 whole days.
Oh, Mammy.
And then this evening, Miss Scarlett, she shouted at the door, and she said, if you don't set for tomorrow morning, and he says, you try that, and I killed you tomorrow. Do you think I'm going to put my child in the dark when she's so scared of it?
Oh, Mammy, Mammy, he has lost his mind.
Yes, I'm just to God's truth. He ain't going to let us bear that child. You got to help us, Miss Melly.
But I can't. True.
If you can't help us, who can? Miss Red always set great store by your opinion. Please, Miss Melly.
I'll do what I can, Mammy.
Get away from that door and leave us alone.
It's Mrs. Wilkes, Captain Butler. Please let me in. I've come to see Bonnie. Mammy, I want you to go and make a good deal of strong coffee and bring it up to Captain Butler. I'll go and see Miss Scarlett.
But,
Captain Butler is quite willing for the funeral to take place tomorrow morning.
Hallelujah. I expect the angel fights on your side, Miss Melly.
Hallelujah.
Miss Melly! Miss Melly! Miss Melly! Miss Melly! Miss Melly!
Send for Dr. Meade, Mammy. And try to get me home.
Miss Melly! Miss Melly!
Much as we may want to. You're going back to bed now.
Oh, but she can't be, darling. She can't be.
He hasn't your strength. He's never had any strength. He's never had anything but heart.
You knew that, too.
Why do I have to go back to bed? It's morning.
It isn't really morning yet.
You may come in now, Scarlett.
Dr. Meade, please let me see. I've been waiting here 2 whole days. And I've got to tell her that I was wrong about something.
She knows you were wrong. She wants to see Scarlett. Miss Melly is going to die in peace. I won't have you easing your conscience telling her things that make no difference now. You understand?
Before. day you're strong. Please, Melly, don't talk this way. I know you'll get well. Promise me. College. Yes, in Europe and a pony, whatever he wants, but Melly, do try.
Ashley.
What about Ashley, Melly?
Look after him for me. Just as you looked after me for him.
I will, Melly.
Look after him. But never let him know.
Ladies may come in now.
Ashley.
I don't know where the lake to this is. You must put it away. Face of reality.
Dreams, always dreams with you. Never common sense.
Oh, Scarlett, if you knew what I've gone through.
Ashley, you should have told me years ago that you loved her and not me. And not left me dangling with your talk of honor. But you have to wait till now when Mel is dying. To show me that I can never mean any more to you than this watching woman does to Red. I've loved something that doesn't really exist. Somehow, I don't care. Somehow, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter one bit. Oh, Ashley. Ashley, forgive me. Don't cry. She mustn't see you've been crying.
Ashley.
God rest her. She was the only completely kind person I ever knew. A great lady. A very great lady. Though she's dead,
That makes it nice for you, doesn't it?
Oh, can you say such a thing? You know how I loved her, really.
No, I don't know that I do. But at least it's to your credit that you can appreciate her at the end.
Of course I appreciated her. She thought of everybody except herself. Why, her last words were about you.
What did she say?
She said, be kind to Captain Butler. He loves you so.
Saying anything else?
She said... She asked me to look after Ashley, too.
It's convenient to have the first wife's permission, isn't it?
What do you mean? What are you doing?
I'm leaving you, my dear. All you need now is a divorce, and your dreams of Ashley can come true.
I don't want a divorce. Oh, Rick, when I knew tonight, when I knew I loved you, I ran home to tell you, oh, darling, darling.
But please don't go on with this. Leave us some dignity to remember out of our marriage. Spare us this land.
Oh, Red, do listen to me. I must have loved you for years, only I was such a stupid fool I didn't know it. Please believe me. You must care. Melly said you did.
I believe you. What about Ashley Wilkes?
I never really loved Ashley.
You certainly gave a good imitation of it up to this morning. Now, Scarlett, I tried everything. If you'd only met me halfway, even when I came back from London.
I was so glad to see you. I was, Red, but you were so nasty.
And then when you were sick, and it was all my fault. I hoped against hope that you called for me, but you didn't.
I wanted you. I wanted you desperately, but I didn't think you wanted me.
Seems we've been at cross purposes, doesn't it? But it's no use now. As long as there was Bonnie, there was a chance we might be happy. I like to think that Bonnie was you, a little girl again, before the war and poverty had done things to you. She was so like you. And I could pet her and spoil her as I wanted to spoil you. But when she went, she took everything.
Oh, Red, please don't say that. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for everything.
My darling, you're such a child. You think that by saying I'm sorry, all the past can be corrected. Here, take my handkerchief. Never in any crisis of your life have I known you to have a handkerchief.
Red, where are you going?
I'm going to Charleston. Back where I belong.
Please take me with you.
No. I'm through with everything here. I want peace. I want to see if somewhere there isn't something left in life of charm and grace. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. I only know that I love you.
That's your misfortune.
Red, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I can't let him go. I can't. There must be some way to bring him back. Oh, I can't think about this now. I'll go crazy if I do. I'll think about it tomorrow.
Matters. It's the only thing that lasts.
Something you love better than me, though you may not know.
but you get your strength. Red Earth of Tara.
Well, land's the only thing that matters.
Something you love better than me.
Red Earth of Tara.
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 Mm-hmm.